The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
It's week three of the high school football season, and once again this week, another cross-county matchup. This time it's North Hall traveling to Yona Field to take on the Cherokee Bluff Bears. Last week, the Bears suffered a one-point loss, as you heard here on 97.5 Glory FM, 10-9 to Flowery Branch, while North Hall won their first game of the season as they defeated Wyandotte at the Trojans' home there at Lincoln Trail Stadium at the Brickyard at North Hall. Today, it's a matchup between North versus South in Hall County. It's North Hall taking on Cherokee Bluff, and it's time for the Longstreet Cafe pregame show as we get ready for kickoff of North Hall and Cherokee Bluff, and the kickoff begins now.
97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
It's a holiday weekend from Flower Branch at Cherokee Bluff High School as North Hall taking on Cherokee Bluff Bears, looking for their first win of the season. On North Hall, looking to build upon last week's victory over Wyandotte, and a big night for the community here. As I mentioned, North versus South, as North Hall takes on Cherokee Bluff, along with Joe Gailey and Gary Glenn. Mike Warford with you here from Yonda Field, home of the Bears. I tell you what, guys, this is always fun just to see how many people are going to come out here tonight and see this ball game.
Well, we'll have another good crowd here tonight, Mike. And we had, obviously, a huge crowd last week with the first ever meeting between those two teams here on the South End. And this rivalry's been going on since Cherokee Bluff opened. So the ninth meeting, North Hall leads the series 5-3, but there's always a huge crowd at this game regardless, because we're one on each other. So it's turned out to a really good rivalry here in the county, that's for sure.
It's interesting to see how that rivalry built so quickly, Joe, from that standpoint.
It did, and by virtue of you and I getting to see all three sports during the year, it's carried over to all three. It's a big rivalry in basketball as well as baseball. And, you know, we always say a lot of times in North Hall, White County, or Lumpkin and White, or North Hall, Lumpkin, you know, that the kids know each other. Well, they know each other here, too. They're in the county. They play against each other year-round in summer ball or whatever, AAU, whatever it may be. So everybody knows everybody. And a lot of them are kin to each other. I mean, you think about it. The Kemp boys, you know, we've got Jeremy, who's a baseball coach here, Joe, who's an assistant on the North Hall team, and their sons, Miss Kay and Mr. Jimmy's grandkids, are playing against each other here again tonight.
Yep, hello to them. I know they're tuned into our broadcast this evening. And it's like, okay, you got grandchildren at both places. You had grandchildren graduated this past year at both of the schools.
Exactly.
And it just keeps on going.
It sure does. And a good rivalry, you know, between the kids. You got Noah on one side of the football, Huddy on the other side, and it's really fun to watch those kids go up against each other when they are matched up one-on-one. And, Gary, that kind of adds to it when you relate it to the guys playing against you. I'm going to get the better of you today. And then when you see the other Christmas, you're like, uh-huh, I did that against you on our game.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nothing makes you feel any better than to be able to get the best of your close kin like that, you know. I mean, you know, everywhere else, I got your back, brother. But when we go against each other and we start keeping score, then it's my time.
I got to get one more yard and one more touchdown than you did tonight, that's for sure. Yeah. But it ought to be a really good ball game tonight, Mike. I mean, Cherokee Bluff left 7 points on the field last week. Really could have tied that game up late, missed the field goal, hit the upright, you know, and missed two field goals. And there's 7 points that could have been the difference in the ball game against Flowery Branch. And then North Hall was able to hold on and win 33-28 versus Wyandotte last week for their first win of the year. The offense has showed up. The defense has got to get stronger for North Hall, as they've lost a lot of folks on the defensive side of the football.
Well, you look at one thing, talking with the coaches there on game plans, you just heard here on 97.5 Glory FM, it's going to be the running attack of Cherokee Bluff, the passing attack of Alex Schliemann and North Hall. But North Hall now has a brand-new weapon in Colton Steele, who could be the really difference in this ballgame.
Well, you got Colton Steele back there, Mike, and you also have where's the other young man? Well, you got Cole Cable, Noah Kemp, that can catch the ball all day long. Jack McCloskey, who's came really out of nowhere. Coach McCloskey West, we get to hear him a lot during baseball, but Jack's come in there and going to be a big part of this puzzle here for North Hall this year, being able to play and receive the ball and run the ball some himself. And Keller is also a running back for North Hall.
Well, you have to keep in mind the Trojans graduated 27 seniors. Mm-hmm. They lost the entire starting defense and the offensive line. So the fact that they're 1-1 on the young season is pretty impressive right now.
And loss of the last play of the ball game for week number one against GAC, which was really something.
And GAC is a lot stronger this year because they got those guys that were freshmen and sophomores that are now juniors and sophomores, and they've really gotten better the last couple of years.
Again, Gary, we're talking about defense is going to be the thing to win this ball game. We saw that last week with Flyer Branch and with Cherokee Bluff here.
Well, everybody says, you know, defenses win championships, and there's a lot to be said for that. But, you know, you got to have somebody who can put the ball in the end zone every now and then, too. I understand that. And North Hall has shown that they can do that. I mean, you know, Schliemann was a 3,000-yard passer last year, 3,300-plus, as a matter of fact, 29 touchdowns, completed 74% of his passes. So he is a weapon, and he's already off to another good start this year. 231 yards, couple of touchdowns, 26 out of 34. And Cable, he keeps setting school records as far as receivers are concerned. He caught 15 balls last week, and that was a school record for 150 yards.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Well, and Cable, if he gets out in the open, too, he can fly, and that makes a big difference when you got a speedster on the edge like that. If he can beat that defensive back, he can go. That makes a lot of difference.
He's got football speed. Yep. You know, he's deceptive. You know, all of a sudden, boom, there he is in the end zone. So where'd he go?
We'll get much more for you. We're going to count down to kickoff here with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show from Yoma Field at Cherokee Bluff. It's North Hall and Cherokee Bluff. We're back in 2 minutes live here on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
If you need to communicate to a lot of people, you need Gainesville Signs and Graphics. They are a full-service sign company. From consultation through construction, they'll handle all aspects of your sign needs. Political signs, banners, magnetics, monuments, subdivision and street signs, as well as vehicle and storefront graphics. So trust your sign needs to Gainesville Signs and Graphics. Check out their website at GainesvilleSignsAndGraphics.com or call 770-533-5700.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Again, it's week number three of the high school football season, and I mentioned last week, because I'm already tired of hearing about PSR, but, boy, everybody's talking about that. It's so important, especially this game right here.
Well, they start talking about it, and, you know, it's early on, and even in your non-region games, they're so big, wins and losses. And was it a good win? Was it a good loss? You know, was it a loss against a good team and all that ranking? So, yeah, I'm like you. I hate that it's there, but it is what it is right now. And so, you know, it's going to be around for a while, unfortunately. And so both teams have got to look at that. And, you know, I heard somebody say earlier this week that Cherokee Bluff is almost in a need-to-win, must-win situation here. And they may be right about that, guys.
Unless they win the region.
Yeah. And they're fixing to get ready for the national anthem right here, Mike.
All right, we'll take it back to the station for a two-minute timeout. You're tuned to 97.5 Glory FM.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business, automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
If you need to communicate to a lot of people, you need Gainesville Signs and Graphics. They are a full-service sign company. From consultation through construction, they'll handle all aspects of your sign needs. Political signs, banners, magnetics, monuments, subdivision and street signs, as well as vehicle and storefront graphics. So trust your sign needs to Gainesville Signs and Graphics. Check out their website at GainesvilleSignsAndGraphics.com or call 770-533-5700.
Gimme an L, gimme an O, gimme an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday night football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at Yellow Field, great rendition of our national anthem performed tonight by the Cherokee Bluff Marching Band. Joe Gailey, Gary Lynn, Mike Warford with you here. Harper LaBelle is in Atlanta helping broadcast the Georgia State football game that you'll hear tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon on 97.5 Glory FM. Harper's back with us coming up, I think, next week for our next broadcast. We will be hopefully at Chesapeake High next week for the homecoming matchup between Chesapeake and Christian Heritage, but stay tuned. That one may change, so we'll have details for you coming up throughout the week next week here on 97.5 Glory FM. Next week, Cherokee Bluff will be on the road in Dawsonville against the Dawson County Tigers. North Hall has the week off. They're back in 2 weeks. They'll be at Flyer Branch for their next ball game after this evening's matchup. Now time for starting lineups, Joe.
Yes, sir. I've got them right here. I'll pull them out of my hat. Cherokee Bluff on the offensive side. Wide receivers, number 8, Dylan Haley. Number 1, Huddy Kemp. Tight end, number 10, Maddox Sudilovich. And then you've got across the line, tackle 55, Cohen Carter. Guard 59, Joel Woodson. Center 63, Cam Moore. Guard 58, Grant Macaroni. And tackle 64, Weston Freeway. Quarterback to number 4, C.J. Payne. The fullback, Connor Cook, number 5. Tailback rotates between Jackson Perkle, 11, and Riker Kohler, number 7. On the defensive side for the Trojan, defensive line, number 37, Ben Pollard. 62, Junior Rodriguez, and 54, Cullen Tyner. Linebackers are 18, Sawyer Lazenby, 52, Aaron Haupt, and 33, Reed Baumgartner. Cornerbacks are 3, Noah Kemp, and number 12, Caden Ellidge. In the defensive backs, number 6, Kaysom Haynes, 23, McCain Harker, 4, Cole Linleaf, and 2, Colton Steele. On the other side of the football, North Hall on the offensive side, wide receivers, 25, Jack McCloskey, number 2, Noah Kemp, number 1, Cole Cable, number 5, Walker Vining. Guard on one side, or tackle on one side is 55, Paxton Kubala. Guard 76, Rhett Johnson. Center 74, Levi Truelove. The tackle or guard on the other side, 66, Asher Chastain. And the tackle 58, Wake, W-A-K-E, Porter. The quarterback is Alex Sleeman, number 7. Running back is Colton Steele, number 2. And Cameron Keller, number 9, will sub in there occasionally. Then on the defensive side for Cherokee Bluff, defensive end, number 59, Joel Woodson. Nose guard 6, Hudson Davis. And defensive end 0, Tony Rushen. Linebackers will be 5, Connor Cook. 18, Gabe Sudilovich. And you've got a linebacker number 10, Maddox Sudilovich, the brothers. Riker Kohler, number 7, the last linebacker. The cornerbacks will be Dylan Haley, number 8. 22, Jaden Porter. The free safety will be 16, Cade Maston. And the strong safety, number 1, Huddy Kemp. Those are your starters for tonight's game.
You'll have the captain's coming in here in just a few minutes. Bands are out there performing right now here. Again, a big crowd on hand here this evening at Yonah Field. You'll see a lot of purple and a lot of green and black coming up this evening.
Yeah, if what I saw early on, Gary, with the teams out here warming up, North Hall's in their white tops and their black bottoms.
Yeah.
And they got their dark head gear with a silver Trojan head. Then on the other end down here, Cherokee Bluff is in black tops and black pants with a white headgear. The black tops have purple piping or purple cuffs on them. And so that's going to be really warm. Of course, the sun's being nice to them and going down now, but it's still going to be quite warm out there.
Well, when I got out of my car, I think my car temperature, my thermometer outside the thermometer said 91 degrees.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's still some sun on the field now, and I think there's going to be a late arriving crowd because they're trying to let the sun go down a little bit before they have to sit, particularly in the visitor stands across the way. That's all in the sunshine right now. You talk about the starters. Let's do some comparison here. Schliemann, on the season so far, 46 attempts, 38 completions, 437 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. Cherokee Bluff, C.J. Payne, pretty good numbers, 31 out of 51, 343 yards, 2 touchdowns. But what they really got to clean up with him is the 4 interceptions that he's thrown so far. Cable, 17 receptions, 165 yards and a touchdown. And Steele, boy, you talk about an all-around weapon now, 36 rushes, 193 yards, 4 touchdowns, but he's also a weapon out of the backfield. 9 out of 22 receptions, and he's got a touchdown over there as well. On the Bluff side, you got Perkle with 38 receptions and 171 yards. Kohler, 14, with 86 yards and a touchdown. The rushes, the receptions, wide receiver Haley with 7 catches for 65 yards and a TD. And Kemp, 8 catches for 113 yards and a touchdown. So right now, Joe, the offenses look pretty even.
Offenses are about where they ought to be, and defenses, you know, they always, I think the normal thing is offense, they worry about it being where it is from week one to week two, and offenses are there, I think. The defenses right now, especially like you mentioned early on, Gary, is that North Hall lost all their defense, so they're trying to replace some guys where they need them this year for sure. And Kason Haynes has stepped up. He's got 3 interceptions so far for the Trojans this year, and he's done really well.
Well, the defense, you're going to hear names on Cherokee Bluff. You're going to hear Connor Cook, Hudson Davis, and Jaden Porter a lot. Tony Rushen, we said, what an appropriate name for a defensive end, Rushen. He led them with 10 tackles last week in the loss that they had, that narrow loss they had to Flower Branch. And gave Sololovich 7 tackles and an interception. North Hall, the usual suspects. Although, you know, these guys, some of these guys saw a pretty good bit of action last year, but they didn't start. Reed Baumgartner played an awful lot.
Yep.
Remember we talked about that Mighty Mouse core of linebackers they had. Not a whole lot of size there, but they swarmed to the ball. Caden Ellidge, McCain Harker, Noah Kemp, Saria Lazenby, Cole Lindleaf, and Enon Portillo. So you're going to hear those names a lot tonight because so far they've been what's doing it for both of those teams on offense and defense.
Ellidge is a kid that moved in from Colorado, so his nickname is Colorado, apropos.
Of course.
Where'd you move from? Colorado. That's your name, Colorado. So we'll see him. And he's a little guy. He's kind of like Reed Baumgartner, small in stature, but he can fly and hit you, that's for sure. So we'll see how that transpires this evening. The team's still getting ready to come out. We've got about 6 minutes before kickoff here, Michael.
Well, as everything, too, guys, it's going to come down to the line of scrimmage.
Bingo.
As always.
And who's going to win that battle? And Norm Hall, I noticed they've got 2 or 3 guys that's got a little bit of size, but they don't have many.
Right.
They got one or two that are pretty big guys. But Cherokee Bluff averages, they probably average on the line, they probably average 200 pounds plus. And so we'll see how that all shakes out tonight. You know, Cherokee Bluff has got to be saying, man, He said, we've lost two games, but by a total of 5 points.
Yeah.
One by one and one by 4 points. So they feel like they should have been in that game. And like you have already said, Joe, last week they had their chances. Mm-hmm. They missed two field goals and an extra point, which, of course, would have been the difference in the game. But you know, ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas too, right?
And that was said last night. You're going to the Georgia Tech game, do the exact same thing against Colorado last night.
Yeah.
You missed two field goals. One was blocked. You missed an extra point. And okay, you end up losing by a point.
Well, yeah, and they lined up to kick, and that guy was perfectly capable of kicking that distance of field goal, but
sure,
they had a breakdown on the edge. Guy came in there untouched, it looked like,
yep,
and laid out, and it was absolutely perfect,
yep,
field goal block. I mean, that's the way you draw it up.
And that's one thing tonight, too. I've talked to coaches this week getting ready for tonight's broadcast, is that one thing has been really evident for all the games so far in the first 2 weeks of the season has been field position and special teams. Because you don't have to go 90 yards unless you have to.
Right, early on. And we know that the North Hall Trojans, they've got a pretty dependable kicker in Walker Vining, who's, by the way, seeing a pretty good bit of action this year at wide receiver.
So right.
He's a good all-around athlete. And we've seen the Cherokee Bluff kicker, who's was kind of hit or miss last week, quite frankly. We know he's got a pretty good leg, but he was pulling it or pushing it, hit an upright, and then missed two field goals completely.
Exactly. That, you know, and that's just concentration as much as anything. I'm sure that they had him practicing a good bit this week with that little kicking aid that they have. And just, hey, get your mind right, go down and kick it. Of course, it's a lot different when you're kicking off that tee,
right,
than kicking it when somebody's trying to hike it.
And Joe, the intangible tonight's going to be the officials. You know this crew.
Yep, I know the crew. Gary, throw the names out there.
All right, we got the referees Keith Hammond, the umpires Rob Underwood. Head line judge is Jay Worley. The line judge is Tom Skinner. Side judge is Greg Hendrickson. Field judge is Cameron Mason. On the electric clock is Greg Barfield. And the play clock is Jeremy Frazier. So, yeah, veteran crew, we call these names out in the past.
And last week, Gary, if you didn't catch it, was that there was a huge call that went against Cherokee Bluff last week when the officials lost count of the downs and gave the Bluff only 3 downs compared to 4 on a crucial drive there in the fourth quarter. Mm. Which could have really made the difference in the ball game. So I hope that's not going to happen. You know, we see that once in a blue moon, as they say, from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened. It really hurt the game last week. And who knows what could have happened if the Bears could have had a chance to get a first down and had a chance to end up winning the football game rather than losing by a point.
Captains on the field, Joe.
Yeah, I got captains for North Hall. You got number 1, Cole Cable. Number 5, Kason Haynes. Number 7, Alex Sleetley. Number 18, Sawyer Lazenby. For Cherokee Bluff, you've got 6, Hudson Davis. 7, Michael Kohler. 15, Richard Andrew Smith. And number 55, Cohen Carter. Those are your captains for this evening's ball game. Green is gold out tonight, so they got the gold smoke coming out there tonight, Gary.
I wouldn't want to be that guy sitting in that golf cart because he was completely enveloped in that stuff. Yeah, and as I noticed as they were coming in, they were giving out gold Mardi Gras beads if you wanted them.
Ah, interesting. I'm trying to do some pictures for Nathan to put on our website. Hope you can catch those later as they come out down there. And, you know, the big thing about this is, as hot as it is, I'll be interested to see. Last week, I don't think we had but one, had several cramps in the night, Mike.
Yep.
But we only had one water break. It'll be interesting tonight to see if they do any mandatory water breaks tonight. It might depend on what the water.
You know, you got to go through that bulb system, Gary. Yep. You know how that is. That's going to be really critical tonight in taking care of these young guys.
Yeah, and tonight I think it's hotter than it was last Friday night. So they may be taking a much closer look at that. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
It is no doubt steamy here tonight as we get ready for the opening coin toss. Hopefully next week I've got a brand new system for Gary. He'll be down the sidelines. Hopefully coming up next Friday night and get a chance to hear the official talk. Get the captain, so we'll have that hopefully coming up next week. But Gary's in the booth with us here, along with me and Joe here, so looking forward to tonight's ball game.
Cherokee Bluff won the toss, deferred. North Hall will receive here the opening kickoff this evening.
Kickoff's coming up next here on Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
If you need to communicate to a lot of people, you need Gainesville Signs and Graphics. They are a full-service sign company. From consultation through construction, they'll handle all aspects of your sign needs. Political signs, banners, magnetics, monuments, subdivision and street signs, as well as vehicle and storefront graphics. So trust your sign needs to Gainesville Signs and Graphics. Check out their website at GainesvilleSignsAndGraphics.com or call 770-533-5700.
Celebrating the excitement of local high school football, 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, EMC Security, Schliemann Wealth Management, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, Autry's Ace Hardware, Chick-fil-A of Gainesville, and by Representative Lee Hawkins. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
It is Cherokee Bluff from Region 8, Quad A, North Hall from Region 6, Quad A. It's a cross-county matchup in the ring of the play-by-play of Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Here's Joe Gailey.
Thank you, Michael. We'll get the picture, folks. Cherokee Bluff all in black. Black tops, black bottoms, with purple trim, white headgear. North Hall, white tops, black bottoms, black helmets with the Trojan. Number 85 this week, Braylon McFarland kicks it off, and it'll go out of bounds at the 28-yard line, actually. Flag will come out, and North Hall will be able to take it probably around the 30, the way they're exchanging.
35.
Kemp and Cole Cable back to receive, but they never got to them, so it'll go out right there. They said it fell out of bounds at the 25.
Oh, there wasn't any question they're going to let him go out of bounds because it was headed that way when it left the tee. You know, so sometimes you take a gamble, Joe, and you sit there and wait for it to roll out of bounds, but that one was headed out of bounds. So no decision there necessary. That one was almost decided for you.
North Hall have it on their own 35 on the near hash mark. Three wide outs. One guy kind of in a slot position, one guy in the backfield, that's Steele. Schliemann gets it, wants to pass. First down complete, out to Cable. Caught it at 39, hit immediately by Dylan Haley over there at the 39, but it'll be about a four-yard pickup. It'll be second down and six.
He was waiting on him right there. Now, North Hall, because of the turnover in personnel, and, I mean, they're doing another running back by committee, but they're going to pass to set up the run rather than run to set up the pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so Schliemann comes out slinging it on the first play of the game, and he picked up about four.
Four wideouts, three on the near side. Ball's on the far hash mark this time. Levi Trulove's one man in motion. Levi snaps it, gives it off to Colton. Still, the old turf monster reached up there and grabbed him that time, Gary. I think he was going to cut, and boom, he just tripped and fell right there to 37, 38-yard line.
Well, Steele is the go-to guy. He's a good running back, senior. Got good size, 5'10", 185 for a high school kid, so he's a low, but he lost a couple that time.
Lost a couple right there. He's about to 37. It'll be third down and eight now. Got to get to the 45, does North Hall. Just underway here from Yona Field. 10 minutes and 55 seconds remaining. Schliemann with four wideouts. Takes the snap, rolls to the near side. Looks and looks, cuts back inside, throws it late, and the ball got hit. His arm got hit as he was coming through on his follow-through. That'll be an incomplete pass. Good defense right there. One of those guys was zero, Tony Rushen. He came in there, looked like he applied pressure that time.
Well, that's a three and out for the Trojans, and it's good news for the Bears. Locked them all the way back. Line of scrimmage is going to be between the 36 and 37.
Walker Vining will be kicking it deep for Cherokee Bluff. Is going to be Beal, I believe, or maybe Kemp. That's Beal, number 14 back. Walker Vining standing at his own 22. We'll probably kick it around the 25. Good snap, a little high. Walker gets it off. It's going to come down. Bill will take it at the 30. being pressured. One guy pushed a guy in the back. They're going to come back regardless. As the defensive guy, the receiving team, pushed the kicking team in the back. So it's going to come back from the 32 is where the penalty occurred. He did return it all the way out to the 40, but it's going to come back. It'll be Cherokee Bluffs ball after the penalty.
I hopped on the stop there, but as you said, as soon as he turned the corner, that flag came out, Joe, so we knew that one was coming back.
Yeah, pushing the back. Gary mentioned the officiating crew, and being a former official, as Mike likes to say during basketball, being one of the fraternity, I've known several of these guys for years, either current or former recreation professionals, and known them for many, many years, and this is one of the top crews. Keith, the white hat tonight, has been officiating football for almost 50 years. Couldn't tell it. He looks so young out there with his white hair.
That was a 33-yard punt, by the way. But as you said, Joe, the penalty backs him up even farther than that.
Ball's at the 22, first down and 10 for the Bears. C.J. Payne with two backs, one on his left, one behind him. He's going to hand it to the man behind him. That is going to be Jackson Perkle. Jackson Perkle gets about 3 or 4 or 5 yards across the 25 out to about the 26-yard line, 27. So they'll give him about 4, maybe 5 yards is what they're going to mark. It's second down and 5 for the Bears.
Well, Joe, what I can see, similar to what's going on with Fire Branch at Gilbert and that, I think that Cherokee Bluff wants to keep the ball away from North Hall's offense.
I tend to agree with you. And that's what Coach Sanders is going to do with Fire Branch. They run the ball, and he does that all the time, looking to throw the far side. He got it complete out there to the receiver on the far end. That's Haley. Haley with a long run down the sideline out to almost the 50-yard line. They're going to say he stepped out, though, at the 42. It'll be a first down. I don't see any penalty flags. So it'll be a first down on the pitch and catch from Payne to Haley. First down, Bears.
Cason Haynes, who made the last tackle before that play, was over there, but he came up a little shy with forcing him out of bounds, Joe, and he was able to tightrope down for another 5-10 yards almost.
Knocked him out of bounds at the 42. First and 10 now from the Bear 42. Two wideouts near side. Two running backs going to give off to Perkle. Perkle kind of stutter steps and gets about 4 yards across the 45 to the 47. He's just really quick and hits the line in a hurry there, Gary, does Jackson Perkle. We saw him last year a lot, and Jackson's got quick feet, keeps his balance well, and shot through that line, picked up about 5 yards really quick.
Sawyer Lazenby, a 6'1", 170-pound junior, rode him down from behind. Had a couple other guys hit him low, though, but it brings up second and very manageable for the Bluff.
Second and 5, couple of wideouts. Connor Cook and Perkle. Hand off to Perkle. Perkle with a block in front. Gets about 5 across midfield, down to about the 40 or 41 is where they're going to mark it at of North Hall. A big, quick hitter. And about 10 or 11 yards on the carry. Another first down for the Bears. Jackson Perkle with a quick burst. Nice little block there by Connor Cook to get him on this edge and get him springing free there, Gary.
McCain Harker fell at his feet, Joe, and snatched his ankle. But his momentum carried him forward another 3 yards.
Haley on the near side is a wide out. Also got number 3, Colt Thomas. Two wide outs on the far side. One running back this time. That looks to be Riker Kohler in the backfield. Looking to pass far side. Complete. And this time, number 3 defensively, is that Kemp? Yeah, Noah Kemp comes up and wraps him up on the far side after a complete pass over to Huddy Kemp. So Kemp tackled Kemp that time. And only for about a 1-2-3 yard gain for the Bears. Second down and 7.
Yeah, he was right there. As soon as he caught the ball, he was being tackled.
Good tackle, too. Got him around the waist and held on. Wonder if they practiced that in the yard as they were growing up, you think?
Maybe.
Now, second down, 7.
Thanksgiving, maybe.
3 wideouts near side. Huddy. Then Dylan Haley. They're going to give it off to Kohler. Kohler's going to get a yard, maybe 2, out to about the 40 or down to the 36. Excuse me. It'll be second down and about 5 now. They've got to get to the 31. They're at the 36.
Reed Baumgartner, I think the first time we've called Reed's name tonight, he was in the bottom of that pile, and he is, we said before, he's one of those little fire plug built kind of guys.
Reed is the son of a former North Hall letterman, Chris Baumgartner.
Reed stands 5'8 and 170 pounds, so he's.
Chris was about that same size.
Short and stocky.
Chris played football and basketball in North Hall. Going to hand off to Kohler. No, that's Perkle. Perkle gets the line, gets the first down all the way down to the 29-yard line.
That was a tough run by Perkle. Yep. Right up through the middle of the gut, and he kept breaking arm tackles, and he picked up the first down.
Went behind Woodson and Moore that time and got the first down.
Needed about seven. I think he got about eight on that one inside the 30.
Down to 29, first down and 10, 7:21 in the quarter. After the punt, you've got Cherokee Bluff just kind of running and doing what they got to do.
Yeah, they run first and set up the pass. They're in that pistol formation.
And off to Connor Cook. Connor Cook going to take it over the other side now, go behind Carter and Woodson, and gets about 2 yards down to the 27-yard line. Call it second down and eight.
They have an interesting take on the pistol, Joe. They have a man right behind the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Right over to the right side.
And then one to the right, almost like a power eye, the old power eye formation.
Big center to Cam Moore comes up, lines up on the top of the ball. Two wide outs, Dylan Haley on the far side, Huddy Kemp on the near side. The ball's right in the middle of the field. Snap. Going to look, CJ looking for Haley. Haley's open. Did he catch it?
Yes,
touchdown, Cherokee Bluff. Threw it right over the top of the deep defensive back that time.
It's a 27-yard.
Right to him, and it looked like the, Noah Kemp, I believe, was the cornerback guarding him. And looks like Dylan had about a step on him, and it's complete pass for a touchdown to give Cherokee Bluff the lead at 6:22 in the quarter. Extra point of Temple B by number 88, Cade Accord, like the car. Number 11, Jackson Perkle, will be the holder. Long snapper is Maddox Sudilovich. The kick this time is up, and it is no good. Off to the right. 6-0 Bears with 6:22.
And we're back to the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Cherokee Bluff leading 6-0 of the scorers. East Hall 7, Johnson 0. Peach County 7, Jefferson 0. First quarter scores.
Well, and I like what they're doing here, and I hope they're doing it everywhere around the area. I see that they're giving a little extra time in between scores there, Mike, to get them watered up good, get them, keep them hydrated tonight. I mentioned to the officiating crew, I said, you guys stay hydrated. And they said, don't worry, we're going to have an extra bottle just for us tonight. So, yeah, I think they're going to hydrate them up a little bit, Gary, in between scores or whatever, in between quarters, so they can it's better to take an extra minute or two to get them hydrated well and to have loaded with cramps. And we saw a bunch of those last week.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, and that takes up even more time.
Oh, sure it does.
And trying to keep them well watered.
Braylon McFarland will kick off for the Bears. Deep to receive for the Trojans. You've got Cole Cable. And number two is Colton Steele. Yep, Colton Steele back there.
Well, Cherokee Bluff's going to know where number two is. I guarantee you that.
Yep, they're going to know where Steele, they're going to know where Cole Cable is. Cole can scoot if he gets in the open land. Of course, the upbacks might can scoot around pretty good, too. Cole Linleaf, number 12 in there. That's Caden Ellidge.
Well, Linleaf played a lot last year, so he might not have been
He was defensive back a lot last year.
He played a lot.
Receiver some. Here's the kick. Little onside kick, going to bounce two or three times. They missed the first one. It's wide open now. I think Cherokee Bluff got it. He's a roll all the way to the 28. And Cherokee Bluff, I believe, and they have nope, they're saying North Hall. They're saying North Hall recovered right there. Big now, I think, was number 23.
I'll tell you, that's an interesting.
Number four.
That's an interesting call, Joe.
Cole and Leaf recovered it right there, Gary. How about that?
I guess that was intentional because I tell you, North Hall went, oh, look at this. What is this?
They missed the first two groups of receivers right there.
Went right through the hands of one and then skipped past another one. And luckily for the Trojans, somebody was there at the bottom of that pile. Because
as many black shirts as was there, I'm surprised that a white shirt was able to recover. But North Hall had it. First and 10 on their own 28-yard line. The runner man on late for the Trojans. That's number 9, Cameron Keller, a sophomore. He's going to be a running back over to the right. He fakes the pass back over to Kemp on the far side. Dodges and ducks. He's not going to get anything. And that was that wasn't Kemp that time. I think it might have been Lindley that caught that one.
Well, North Hall does more of the traditional shotgun with a man right beside the quarterback in that offset formation they have. And that time, Cherokee Bluff, the last minute, loaded up the line maybe to try to put some pressure. And it worked to perfection because it was a pass behind the line, and that's just like a run.
That was Cable, that was a receiver, didn't get anything out of his second and 10. Now they're going to split three out to this side, one of the far balls on the far hash mark. Schliemann claps his hand, takes it, hands off to Steele. No, he's going to keep it himself, roll around this side. Alex takes it and going to be all the way down to the 33-yard line. Yep, gets about 4, maybe 5 yards. Almost spotted to 34. So it'll be 5 yard gains, be third down and 5 now for the Trojans.
That was Maddox Satulovich leading the charge that time. It's third and, well, third and manageable.
Third and by four. Got out to the 34. Got to get to the 38. 5:06 in the quarter. Ball's almost the middle of the field. You got two wideouts on either side. Schliemann back, looking, giving pressure, throws it late, gets it over to Kemp. Kemp gets the, looks like the first down right at about the 40-yard line. Nope, they're going to say right at the stick. Did they get it? No, he's going to be about a half a yard short, looking at where the official in the stick is there, Gary.
Well, he doesn't have very, very far to go here.
Now,
let's see what they call.
Fourth and short for the Trojans.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see them go for this.
Oh, I think they would.
Even though they're on their own side of the 50. At the right now, they got it. Well, the stick, the line to gain is the 39, and it's at the 38 and a half.
Yep. Fourth down, about a half yard to go for the Trojans.
And they're going for it.
They're going to go for it.
May try to draw them off
might,
first.
Might try to do that. They're going to go in a hurry, give it to Colt. Colt gets 5, 10, 15, run over a guy at the 40, all the way down to the 37-yard line. Colton Steele, quick hitter, right behind Rhett Johnson and Levi Trulove. A big gain for the senior, Colton Steele, and a great first down for the Trojans.
Connor Cook might have just saved a touchdown for the Bears that time. That caught them completely off guard. They had no idea of that kind of hitter. That's 5, 10, 15, 20, about 21 yards.
Chastain, Trulove, and Johnson opened up a hole that I think you and I could have walked through if we had any speed.
Sort of the old 14 blast play, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Might have been first and, run it first till and they stop 10. You. Ball's on the 37-yard line. Send a man in motion. That's McCloskey. Schliemann back to pass. Looking, getting pressured. Rolls away from one guy. Throws it in the middle. Complete. That's going to be to Cable. Cable down to the 25. Dodges a guy. Rolls, spins inside to the 21. Cole Cable caught it around the 26 and then got down to the 21-yard line. And that'll be another first down for the Trojans. Alex did a nice job getting out of danger. He almost got tackled twice there.
Well, the one thing he does, Joe, a lot of quarterbacks can't do when you're scrambling like that, he can really be accurate with his passes.
Well, that's an experienced quarterback for you. It's not his first rodeo.
Yep.
Gabe Satulovich, the other Satulovich brother, was a man that stopped him.
First and 10, ball down to 22. Schliemann with one back. That's Colton Steele. Three wideouts. One of those guys in motion. Going to hand off to number 3 that time. He's going to go through the line and get about 2 yards maybe. I think that was number 3. It was either 3 or was Kemp. Let's see. It's number 3. That's Noah Kemp. Yeah, Noah came across from the receiver position, took it, and gained about 4 yards there, Gary.
North Hall trying to tie this thing up and maybe take the lead if they can convert an extra point. 6-0 with 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Favor the Bears.
Four wideouts, handoff to Colton. Steele got pulled down from behind and grabbed him by his jersey and his arm right there and pulled him back, and then guy hit him in front. So he only got about maybe 2 yards, I'm guessing.
Cook, and I think that was Cam Moore who's playing a little defense out there now.
Mm-hmm.
They said no.
Got a flag right there at the 15, so they're going to talk about it for a moment. White Hat will tell us. Got a personal foul face mask on Cherokee Bluff.
Yeah, that part of the field had to be against the Bears.
So they will mark off the penalty and give North Hall a first down inside the red zone.
Be half the distance.
Push them all the way down. Let's see. Mr. Rod will put it at the 8.5-yard line. Call the foot. Knows the football will be at the 8. First down and goal at the 8 now with 3:04 here in the quarter. 6-0, I should say. Cherokee Bluff in the lead. Kemp off and Cable back in. McCloskey, Cable in the game.
You know, it's a 6-0.
Steal, and you got Keller back there, number 9. In the backfield.
6-0 game. Nobody notices those extra points till you miss one.
Sleeman takes the snap, looking to pass. Man coming on him, throws it over here to Steele. Steele at the 10. Tried to dodge a guy, get pulled down. Oh, look at Colton Steele. Goes in the end zone. He knocks through three guys and got the score. And then we got a flag on the play, I believe.
May come back, Joe.
Yeah, it's coming back. I think the flag at the 10. And official on the far side is going to come on. Tell him, I think we got movement against North Hall.
That was a well-designed play, though, because the whole flow was going to the right, and the play went back to the left. But like you said, coming back.
Officials will talk about it. Colton did a well of a job. They had one blocker over on this near side. He was able to get through there and get in and get the score, but I think it's going to come back after the penalty as the officials discuss it at the 10-yard line.
Well, that's what's been really a hindrance to North Hall since Sean Pender's been at North Hall in his fifth season. Just having these penalties at just the most inopportune time.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Taking points off the board there. Cherokee Bluff already two major penalties in the first quarter.
Now, the illegal procedure on the Trojans.
You know, and that's just a killer. You just got to be still, you know?
Now, we've got a personal foul on face mask on Cherokee Bluff.
Well, second straight one.
It won't be offsetting. Actually, moved it up a little bit. It's going to be first and goal, maybe down at the 7-yard line, fellas.
They probably marked both of them up. They marked back 5, then half the distance.
Exactly. Well, I think that's what happened, Michael.
They posted it at the 8, so.
Yep.
He wound up getting, half a yard?
about that, yep. The second down, I'm saying first down now after the penalty. Second down on the board, first down on the standard over there.
It's got to be first.
Now bring them up.
Wait a minute. Now they're
one wide out on the far side. That's number 5 that time. That's Walker Vining with two backs. They're going to be Steele and Kemp on either side of Sleeman. Going to hand off to Steele. Steele bounces outside. They drag him down at the 5. Great tackle right there by number 7, Rocker Kohler. Kohler comes in and makes a nice job grabbing him from behind, dragging him down at the 5-yard line.
So he gets about 3.
And that should be second down.
Second down now. Clock will run at 2:20 here in the quarter. Bears lead it 6-0. Trojans knocking at their door. Second down at the 5. 3 wide outs far side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Put one guy in motion. It's going to be Cable. Sleeman with one back steal. Another guy in motion. That's Kemp. Going to hand off to Steele, trying to get a block. No, Alex. They throw it. It's incomplete, trying to go to Kemp, and he threw it, and it's broken up over there. Like number 16, maybe?
Well, he threw it behind him, too,
Cade
Joe.
Maston,
he threw it off of his right hip. Mm-hmm. If he'd have led him about another 2 feet, that's a touchdown.
Cade Maston in coverage that time. It'll be third down and goal now for the Trojans.
The receiver even looked behind him like, whoa. What's
that? Yeah.
The ball's right here. Now you need to get that out in front of me a little bit, brother.
Noah came from the right side across the left and kind of squiggled through the line and then went back to the right. And he starts to hit him out there. Good pressure from the Bears again on Sleeman. Good crowd, as Gary said, as they filtered in here late. Full house on both sides of the football field tonight. Now they're talking about something, and now the side judge on the far side is going to go talk to Coach Pender. And
well, the side judge is involved. I mean, somebody's getting too close to the field.
He's backing up all the way there at the 25. And not sure, might be doing that either too close or staying inside that box of the 25-yard line. And players have to stay back in the purple side. There's a 3-yard buffer of white where the coaches can be. And then back there in the darker side, the purple, in this case, is where the players have to be.
Full house backfield, Joe.
Split again with Steele and with Kemp. Going to pitch to the other, goes the other side to Cable. Cable might have a shot. Going to cut inside. Touchdown. Goes in standing. Bounced off a guy for Cole Cable.
Yeah, bounced off of Huddy Kemp, but he kept his feet and scored from the five.
As it went out there at that time, Cable was going around, and he kind of flipped it to him, did Alex Schleeman, and he just took off and went around the end right there and got the touchdown. On a long run, he ran about 30 yards and for the five-yard touchdown. It's tied at six, and now Vining will try and take the lead, give the Trojans the lead on a extra point here with 1:48 and a quarter. Walker Vining. McCloskey is the snapper. I believe Steele's the holder, him or Kemp one. Snap, the hold, the kick is up. Walker Vining puts it up. 7-6 Trojan with 1:48 in the first.
And we're back with a kickoff here in 1 minute live from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Alex Schleeman, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schleeman Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
North Hall 30, with 35. The go-ahead PAT, make it 7-6 here. About a five-minute drive.
Sorry, Mike. Walker Vining kicking off with the Trojans. Back deep are Perkle, Haley, and Kohler, and it's going to go out of bounds inside the five. Nice long kick, but it went out of bounds right there to the six-yard line, so it'll come out to the 35. I would assume they would take that penalty. Well, come out to the 35, first and 10.
Joe, some of these teams that are trying to pin you back with a
yep.
Instead of going to the end zone, go ahead and kick it inside the 10-yard line, and it's okay, and towards the sidelines too.
Yep, exactly. Unless you've got a kicker that can put it in the end zone every kick, that's what everybody's trying to do is make you run up the sideline or pin you deep right there. One thing, like Gary and I saw, you don't want to take it at the four and step out of bounds with it. So that makes it really bad. All right. C.J. Payne will take it with two backs, two wideouts, one on either side. North Hall with a four-man front. Hand off to Perkle. Perkle tries to go through the line, and North Hall, boy, I tell you what, Perkle staying up. But North Hall came in there and swamped him that time. Number 18 came in and helped lead that tackle for the Trojans, Sawyer Lazenby.
Yeah, Lazenby also. Harker was in on that.
Three or four white jerseys came in on that one, Gary, and made the tackle.
Well, that was a rushing touchdown by Cable. He's got the school record, I think. Earlier I said about 15 receptions. I'm not sure if that was the school record or the fact that he had his 19th receiving touchdown.
The 15 receptions in one ball game, that was the record.
I think it's the school record, 19 receptions, too. For
backed him up
touchdowns.
Four, second down and 14. Two wide outs, ball far hash mark, two backs. Looking to pass, CJ throws it away over the top. Is it going to be to Haley again? But he threw it over his head about 3 or 4 yards. Lindleaf was right with him that time. And he cranked it up, CJ did, and threw it about 2 yards over his intended receiver, Haley. They went long once. They wanted to do it again.
Yep. And it was he's got an arm, but he needs to develop a little bit more touch, Joe. He needs to know when to dump it in there and when to gun it.
We talked last week when Harper was there, they put a lot of air under the passes, both CJ and the quarterback from Flyer Branch did last week.
Yeah, they did, and that just sets you up for the defensive backs to make a play on the ball.
CJ Payne brings them up. A couple of wide outs. Nasir Tolliver's one of those guys coming looking to this side. Rolling CJ Payne, being chased, throws it over the middle, incomplete. Nobody around except a white jersey, and that was number 23 for the Trojans, McCain Harker, but he was still 3 or 4 yards away from it.
Well, that time the Trojans put five on the line, and they brought him, and they were chasing Payne from his left back to his right, and he was having to throw across his body. Just didn't make the connection.
And Jerry, you see how, sorry, Joe, you see how North Hall's changed their defense under Pendry's 5 years here. Used to go about 3-3 stack. Remember that? Three men and three linebackers and more from there.
They after that loss on first down, North Hall held them on the next two. It's 4th and 14, so three and out as the Bears will attempt to kick right here. Caden McCord, I think, will do the kicking. A high, long kick. It'll come down here to number two, Kemp. Steele at the 40, the 45, dancing around the 50, and going to be knocked out of bounds around the 48-yard line of Cherokee Bluff. Good, nice little kick, but a good return by Colton Steele. Caught it around the 32 and got across midfield down to the 48-yard line of Cherokee Bluff.
About a 38-yard kick, and let's see, about an 18, about a 20-yard return. So not a whole lot of net on that one, Joe.
Nice, but he got it in. Got it on the flip the field almost. I say that because he got it into the Bears part of the field right with 39 seconds left here in the first quarter from Yona Field. North Hall 7, Cherokee Bluff 6.
Yeah, we know.
North Hall will line up with four wideouts, three on top of each other on this side, ball on the far hash mark. One back. Sleeman puts a guy in motion. That's Kemp. Kemp stands up on the far side, handing off to Steele. Steele trying to get around. He gets about 2 or 3 yards and rolls down around the 45-yard line, about a 3-yard pickup I'll give him for the Trojans as the clock runs at 25 seconds.
You know, Ed, Steele had 242 all-purpose yards last week.
Lined up with 16 seconds left here in the quarter. Please. And they're going to not run a play with 10 seconds right here, guys. North Hall will lead it after 1-7-6 off of the Bears from Cherokee Bluff.
Let's take a timeout for station identification. Then we'll be back in 1 minute with quarter number two on 97.5 Glory FM.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
It's that wonderful time of the year.
Fall leaves, pumpkin spice, cooler weather, and...
football, Georgia football.
Of course. What was I thinking?
I'm letting my fellow dog fans know that we have plenty of UGA merch at Autry's.
We sure do. C-Mat dogs, flags, stickers.
And all the important tailgate gear. Top-of-the-line grills, coolers, along with red and black accessories.
Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Go dogs!
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student-athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student-athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway.
Eat more chicken.
Both teams had the football a couple of times there in the first quarter, both scoring touchdowns. The difference, a PAT by North Hall, leading 7-6 going into quarter number two.
North Hall will have it on the Bluff 45, second down about 7. Going left to right here in this quarter. Sleeping back to pass. Got a little time this time. Throws it high in the middle over everybody's head. The only guy down there was number one that time, Cole Cable, but number 18, Gabe Sutilovich. So Tulovich was back defensively and went right through his arms back there as he kind of went over his head.
Well, he was double covered.
Yep, had two guys back there covering him.
So Tulovich was back there, and so was Maston.
Good coverage as they put Cole Cable, and Cole split the difference, but it just a little bit long for him. They go four wideouts this time, one on the near side, Vining, and three on the far side. Still third down and about 7. Just underway here in the second quarter. Trojans lead it by a point.
Cherokee bluffing a 4-3.
Back to pass. Got a rush. Throws it over the middle. Complete right there in the middle of McCluskey at the 30. The 25 down to the 24.
Gave him a little too much cushion, Joe.
Yep.
Open right. Dead even in the middle of the field. And it was Colt Thomas that came up and hit him there, but he was all alone. And you can't give Schliemann that kind of opening right there because he's going to carve you up.
Well, and to have the Schliemann's got – kind of a nice deal that he's got that many receivers, and McCluskey has started proving his worth in there. And McCluskey caught the ball nicely, wide open at the 30 and got down to the 23-yard line, first and 10 for the Trojans. One, two, three, four wide outs. Ball's in the middle of the field. Three on the far side, one on the near. Still on the left side of Sleeman. Alex takes it, hands off to number two. Still at the 20, still at the 15, still at the 10. Five, still running ball. Oh, that was a mouthpiece that popped out. Not a thought of the ball, but it was a mouthpiece. And Colton all the way down to the two.
I thought it was a helmet there for a minute, but yeah, something popped out, but it turned out it was a very large mouthpiece.
A big mouthpiece or something right there. But either way, Colton still lowered that left shoulder in there and got it all the way down to the two for a big first down, first and goal now for the Trojans. Trying to stretch that one-point lead out now.
Well, if they weren't aware where number two is before, they definitely know where he is now.
Yep. Still on one side, Kemp on the other of Sleeman. They're standing at the seven. They got a man in motion as a blocker. Going to hand off to Colton. Colton trying to go around the offside. Cuts it inside. Did he make it? Touchdown, Trojan.
That was pretty wise right that time by Steele.
He got in there and saw it.
He got in there and he saw that little crack and stuck it in there for the score.
He did a nice job because he saw it was starting to close in out there. Yeah. The further he went, and he jabbed it inside there and got the touchdown.
Put the brakes on. He was going to the left. He put the brakes on and then right back to the right.
One of the big linemen for North Hall, he looked over there and he already had his arms up saying it's good. Waited on the official. It is 13-6 with 10:30. Walker Vining will attempt the extra point. Noah Kemp, the holder. McCluskey, the snapper. Snap good. The hold is good. The kick is up and it's blocked right there. We got a flag, though. I think it's going to be offsides against the Bears. Yeah, that's how Dylan Haley got around the corner there so quick, I guess. Going to be offsides, and he'll do it again. Just like that guy from Colorado last night on that last kick for a Tech, and he came around that corner almost untouched.
It was, you know, that game was interesting. All of a sudden, it was just a flurry of activity within the last 30 seconds.
Yep. A lot of blowouts and one close game last night is what I saw. As college football has begun in earnest. Well, they'll attempt the extra point again, basically from the same spot. McCloskey.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with the rhythm of your kicker.
Noah Kemp, the holder. Walker Vining to kick it. The snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is through the uprights. 14-6 North Hall with 10:30 left.
And more high school football coming up after this on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, this is your state representative Lee Hawkins representing Hall County's 27th District of the Georgia House of Representatives. Friday nights are back again, and that means our area high schools are taking the field for another great season of high school football. These student athletes have worked all summer to get ready, and they deserve a packed house cheering them on. So grab your families and head to the local stadium to support our students. Good luck, Hall County football.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Back here at Yona Field, Walker Vining to kick off for North Hall after their touchdown. Walker hits it high, but it's going to come down short around the 8. Oh, he fumbles it right there at the 8-yard line. He picks it up. That's Kohler. He's going to get one man hits him, another guy hits him. He's going to be, oh, he shot in the middle there and got back out to the 15. Luckily, he had four or five white jerseys.
Yeah.
And Riker almost got trapped back there inside the 10 and was able to get out to the 15.
Made a little something when the defenders went from one side to the other, opened up that little crack, and he stuck it back up in there. Picked up maybe another 3-4 yards out of that, but at least he didn't get knocked all the way back to the 10, which is where he fumbled and had to try to scoop it up, Joe.
Be first down and 10 at the 15-yard line for Cherokee Bluff. 10-18 in the quarter. North Hall leads it 14-6. Two wideouts for the Bears. Two backs back there with C.J. Payne. And a handoff to Perkle. Perkle bounces in there in the middle. Nice little gain on about 7-8 yards. Tackled in there that time. Reed Baumgartner, one of those guys that hit him. And number 18, Sawyer Lazenby, it looked like, on the tackle. Give him about 6, second down and 4.
think the temperature dropped when the sun went down, didn't it?
Thank goodness. Yesterday and today, about dinner time when I was out, that sun was so hot. And then yesterday morning when I was out, it was brutal, just the sun, not the humidity. Couple of wideouts again. One back this time. Guy in a slot. He's going to be in motion. Going to hand it off this time to Perkle. Perkle going to have, nope, going to be really close to the first down. He might have it right there to 35. Yeah, they say he does. It'll be a first down and 10 yards more for Jackson Perkle.
This is what Coach Jones will be able to do. Just go ahead and rely on Perkle. Run the football. See what he can do offensively for the Bears. Here's a surprising score for you over in Dawsonville. It's Raven County 14, Dawson County 14, midway through the second quarter.
Dawson County's quarterbacks this week. He played a couple of downs last week, Mike. So their starting quarterback is finally back from injury.
McBrayer.
So I'm sure that's helping make a difference over there. Three wideouts now this time for the Bears. Back Payne scrambles to the left side, throws it complete over there on the far side. Yeah, number three over there made the grab for Cherokee Bluff. That's going to be Colt Thomas. Colt caught it and got him a first down down to the 41. Nice catch by Thomas. Had to go up in the air and grabbed it over that outside shoulder there, Gary, and made the grab for the first down.
Yeah, somebody was over there. Is that a three, a nine? What is that over there? Might have been Kemp. Might have been a three.
Probably
forced
Kemp.
Forced him out of bounds, yep. Right on the far side. That time, CJ had time to throw the ball.
Rolled out to his right. I said left, but he rolled out to his right. Now you got three wideouts this time. One running back. That's Kohler. Hand off to Kohler. Kohler just pushes it right in the middle, and he gets about 4 yards that time. Riker Kohler, number seven, goes behind that line of Woodson, Moore, and McElroy, and gets about, they're going to give him 3 yards out to the 44-yard line. Second down and seven, 8:19 left in the first half.
That's Baumgartner again on the top. And then they got a guy that plays right in at the defensive guard or nose man position. Hanan Portillo has made a tackle. He's one of the bigger guys for the defensive line for North Hall, 5'11", 210.
Huddy Kemp out to the far side. Thomas and Haley out to the near side. Looking, flags everywhere. Haley didn't catch that. The referee on this side caught the ball.
Well, there was a flag in the backfield. There's a flag at the line of scrimmage. Let's see what the call is.
Illegal procedure.
Yeah.
The procedure on the Bears. That'll back them up. It'll still be second down. But you put them behind the sticks, as they say.
Second,
a couple
almost,
of yards.
Almost 12.
Second down at the 39. Second down and 12 now for the Bears. 7:59 and a quarter. Kohler behind his quarterback, C.J. Payne. Three wide out. Same as before. Ball's on the far hash mark. North Hall, four-man front. Back to pass, looking for Payne. Gets it to number eight, Haley. Haley caught it at about the 45, and then five or six white jerseys came up, and they'll blow the whistle right there at the 49. He got 10 yards back, so it'll be third down and two for the Bears.
He spun out of that group, too, but the whistles had already blown. I saw Lazenby had a hold of him, but the ball was down, so it's down short of the first down by about 2 yards.
And Kemp and Haley will come out. Thomas stays in at a receiver on the near side. Three back quarterbacks under center this time. How about that with three running backs? Going to give it to Tony Rushing. Tony spins and gets about 5 yards across midfield down to the 46-yard line. Big Tony Rushing is their short yardage man, and he got five right there for the first down.
Well, now we can also say that Rushing is another apropos,
yep,
for him on offense because he made that rush.
We saw him do that a little last year. Big, strong kid, was able to come in there, and now we've got a officials timeout, I do believe, Michael, as both teams are going to the sideline to get some water.
That was the score, North Hall 14, Cherokee Bluff 6, back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Are you in the market for a new home? Of course, you want one that is worthy of your hard-earned dollars. Make it a right choice home from Jackson EMC.
every Right Choice home is guaranteed to be energy efficient and comfortable. And each one receives Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. Right Choice homes, energy efficient, guaranteed. To learn more about the Right Choice Home program, watch our videos at jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
Back here at Yona Field, had an injured player, McElroy. He came off under his own power, though. 14-6 Trojans. Taking a little bit of extended water break as they, with the injury timeout there. Both teams getting extra hydration on either side during this very sticky and warm night. We were chatting a minute ago. The sun was very warm today, so I can understand why they were doing that for sure. Keeping these guys hydrated.
Yeah, humidity is down a little bit, not much, but a little bit. It never gets really that low in the South.
That's true. Well, it's humid even in the winter, isn't it?
I remember my son, Mason, who lives in Los Angeles, had been out in California for 2-3 years, came back, he stepped outside of the terminal in Atlanta, and he said, I forgot about this.
I forgot about the humidity, yeah.
Slapped him right upside the head.
Little extended time out there. 6:56 left in the quarter. Morfall leads it 14-6. We'll have Michael have scores for you halftime. Strong Rock Christian leads Lakeview 7-0 at the end of one. That game being played at Lakeview this evening. First and 10 now for the Bears. They'll line it up at the North Hall 46-yard line. Bears come out of their huddle. North Hall's out of there. The clock will start. Colt Thomas out on the near side. Huddy Kemp on the far side. Two backs with C.J. Payne in the... No, they're going to pitch out there late to number 11, Jackson Perkle. Payne was in the shotgun. He took it, came up there, almost got hit, and then pitched it out real quickly there to number 11, Perkle. And Perkle gets 4 quick yards for giving him 2nd and 6 now, Gary.
Baumgartner on the stop. That time they were in basically a 3-man front, Joe, but they'd walked the outside linebackers and or cornerbacks up, made it almost look like a 5, and so they held them to only 3-4 yards.
Two wideouts again, two backs again. Rushing and Kohler going to give it to Rushing. Rushing right in the middle, gets across the 40 all the way down to about the 37. Going to be really close to the first down, maybe a yard short. Tony hit that hole on the far side behind Cam Moore and Weston Peary.
Yeah,
and gives them a 3rd and short.
That time, North Hall was in a 6-man front, but it was a widespread 6-man front. And so Rushing saw the crack in that defense and took advantage of it. Harker and Rhett Brown, the two guys that finally knocked him down, but he's only got about 2 feet to go for the first down now.
Thomas and Huddy Kemp far side lined up. C.J. Payne getting the center. Rushing behind him at the running back. 3rd and short. Going to go to Rushing again. Rushing trying to get outside. The defensive man comes up there, holds him back, and they'll stop him at the 37. Number 18 comes in there. That is
Lazenby.
Sawyer Lazenby.
And he almost let him go, Joe. Yep. Almost got away, but he reached up and with some extra effort grabbed another handful of jersey and jerked him down.
Pulled him down at the 39-yard line, so he lost about 2.5, maybe 3.
Yeah, only needed 2 feet and lost him back to 3 yards, so now it's 4th and 3.
4th and 3, they'll be going for it right here. You've got Dylan Haley back in the game. You've got Jackson Perkle back in the game. Colt Thomas receiver, Huddy Kemp on the far side. Ball on the far hash mark, 4:43. North Hall with a 4-man front. Looking to pass near side. Dylan Haley goes up in there and grabs it to 34. One man misses him. He's going to be down as a host of white jerseys come in there. Lindley hit him initially. And then another couple of guys came in there. Case and Haynes knocked him down finally. They'll get the first down.
Yeah, there we go. Got a good spot.
Yep. At the 34, 33-yard line, it looks like. And nose of the football to 34, first down and 10.
That was big, and that was a great catch. He really elevated it. I think put one hand on it and pulled it back down.
Yeah. Haley is a Tennessee commit. Hate to see him going out of state, but, hey, he can jump. First down to the 34-yard line. Three wideouts far side and hand off to Perkle. Perkle trying to get outside and then run him out of bounds on the near side. Cason Haynes again. Yep, knocks him out of bounds.
That was
Lazenby, excuse me.
Lazenby,
number 18 right there. Yeah,
Lazenby shoved him out. Sawyer Lazenby, listed at 6'1", 170 pounds. He's a junior.
Knocked him back about 3 yards there, Gary, second and 13.
Good play by Lazenby that time. This defense is trying to work themselves back into things. As I said, they graduated all of their starters on defense, did North Hall, lost them all, and all of their offensive line. So these kids are working their way back into things, get some experience now, and it's starting to show.
Two wideouts, one guy in a slot, two backs this time. Kohler is back there, fakes to him. C.J. Payne throws it up for the intercepted down there around the 12-yard line and knocked down immediately at the 14. Number three, I believe, is the one for North Hall, Noah Kemp, that intercepted that pass.
And Haley, I think, for whom the pass was intended. Joe, he was open for about 10 yards.
Yep.
And then by the time Payne rolled way back over to the right, planted his feet and threw it, the defense had caught up with him. That was not a good decision.
Threw it off the right foot as he came through right there, or back foot. And Noah Kemp slid in front, made the interception, got North Hall out of a jam as they were driving that time. Well, was Cherokee Bluff. It'll be first down for the Trojans.
In the pregame, we remarked on CJ. He's got a lot of yards and pretty good completion percentage, but he's thrown like
Sleeman gives it off to the running back. Steele busts through there and gets five. Ball comes out, and it's Cherokee Bluff's going to fall on
it.
Right there at the 24-yard line.
That's a huge break.
They got pulled out of his arms over there, right at midfield, out of Steele's arms. And then Cherokee Bluff recovers right there at the 24, be first and 10. So two turnovers back-to-back for each team.
And you guys may remember, North, one year a ball game was decided when Bob was just taken away from a receiver running and taken the other way for a touchdown.
I think I remember that, Michael.
I believe you're going to have to give Gabe Satulovich the credit for recovering that fumble. He came up with the number 18.
So big Gabe on the recovery. First down at the 23-yard line for the Bears. They wanted it back. 3:08 in the quarter now. 14-6, North Hall in the lead. Two backs. Gonna hand it off to Perkle. Flag comes out in a hurry. Perkle goes through the line, gets about five or six. And now he busts through there, and he's going to be thrown into the end zone for a touchdown, but I believe this will not come back as the flag stands back at the 26.
Got illegal procedure on the bluff, I believe.
Yeah, illegal procedure on Cherokee Bluff is going to come back. And that one, he got through there and got stacked up, but he kept the legs churning. And one of the North Hall backs got him and kind of got him in those belly-to-back souffles, as you like to say, with wrestling, and threw him over into the end zone.
He did. By that time, though, I'm wondering if some of the up people had seen the flags and realized they just backed off of it a little bit. But anyway, the upshot of that is that you're back. Mm-hmm. You got first down again, but it's first and 15.
You got the ball. It's first and 15, as Gary said. Ball's back at the 28-yard line. 2:53 in the quarter. Huddy Kemp, the wide out on the near side. Payne with two backs, and now we've got a timeout called by Cherokee Bluff.
And we'll take it when we're back in 1 minute or more from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Cherokee Bluff trying to close out the half with getting a tie. Then they'll have the opening kickoff to start the second half.
First down and 15. Ball's on the 28-yard line. One man in motion, that's Kemp. Hand off to Kohler. Kohler trying to sidestep. He's going to hop across and be upended about the 24-yard line. So give him about 5 yards. That'll be second down and 10 from the original line of scrimmage right there at the 24-yard line.
That was the word I would have used, upended, because he did. He did a little bit of a somersault there at the line. Somebody grabbed his feet.
Actually, only got about four right there, so it'll be second and 11 for the Bears. Wolf Hall with a four-man front. Might treat a lot backer up. You never can tell. Haley back in with Kemp on the near side. Ball's in the middle of the field. Payne looking to pass the near side. Gets it over to Huddy. Huddy with a block in the front. It's going to squirt across the 20 down to about the 17-yard line. And it's going to be short of the first down, but it'll be third down and about five to get the first down. They stayed in bounds, so the clock will run at 1:55. Yep, down at the 18-yard line. Third down and about 5 yards to go for the first down. Clock runs at 1:45 now. Thomas is the receiver on the near side, excuse me. Two running backs, quarterback up under center. Did it a while ago, give it off to Rushing. Rushing scooting through, gets to the 15, the 10, stiff arms the guy, carries the guy into the end zone for the touchdown, Tony Rushing.
Third or fourth effort on that one. I mean, he just kept going and kept going.
Tony's so strong, he carried that last guy in the end zone with him there, Gary, for the touchdown.
18 yards, and now you got to go for two, don't you?
I think you go for two now instead of trying to kick the extra point.
Yep.
See what they do there. Rushing's going to come off, and, yeah, the offense will stay out there. You got Haley, Thomas, Kemp, C.J. Payne all staying in. Attempt for the extra point. They'll go for two right here. Number 11, Jackson Perkle. Single back with three wideouts. One on the far side. Perkle comes up on the right-hand side of Payne. Payne rolls out looking to throw far side. Got a man. Is it complete? And yep, it is complete. It's tied at 14.
They said he kept his feet in bounds, Joe.
That's what they were waiting to need. Make sure he had control of the ball. While the Fisher stepped in front, 14 all.
And we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back here at Yona Field, tied up at 14 right here with 1:24 left. McFarland will kick off the two-point conversion.
And
complete, and they'll be going back. The receiving will be Cable and Steele deep for North Hall. High end over end kick. Steele will take it around the 3, the 10, the 15, the 20, trying to get outside. He won't do it. Number 23 is going to come in. Not horse collar, but bring him down. That's Jeremiah Cruz, a sophomore, on the kick return. As he gets it back out to about the 23, it'll be first and 10, North Hall.
Yeah, Cruz sort of pinned him against the sideline, didn't have anywhere much to go. And lest you think that this half is over, it is not. They've got 1:14 left to play, and North Hall has all three of their timeouts.
All three timeouts left. Cherokee Bluff with two after the touchdown run by Tony Rushing and in the pitch and catch from Payne to big number 8, Dylan Haley. 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts with a single back, and Sleeman takes the snap. Sleeman looking and looking, looking to his left. He rolls out. He's sacked in the backfield, and that's Tony Rushing that pulls him down at the 15-yard line.
Well, Rushing decides he can do it on both sides of the ball, can't he?
Yeah. Tony got excited there, didn't he?
Yeah. Now let's see if they're going to call a timeout here.
He may not use them. Like Greg Williams used to say, I can't take them with me the next week. Might as well, but they're going to let it run. 22 on the play clock. Second down and about 16 or 17. 42 on the clock. Sleeman looks. Takes a snap. Steps up. Got a flag. Going to be holding. Come back. He throws it away on the far side. Probably going to come back with a holding call Yep, we'll be holding on the Trojans right there at the 11. So that'll push them back inside the 10 after the penalty. 35 and a half seconds left here in the quarter. Moorpaw will still be second, but he's second in a long way. You know, they might want to just, I know, of course, now, if they take a knee, guess what? Cherokee Bluff still got two timeouts.
They do.
We'll see what happens right here. Sleeman comes up. Walker Viney. On the near side, McCloskey with Cable on the far side. Sleeman went over to the side and got his play, comes back over. Guy only got 13 seconds left on the play clock. Now all the receivers comes to the near side with Kemp, with Vining, and Cable. Trips to this side, one man to the far side. Timeout, Cherokee Bluff with 35 and a half seconds.
We'll keep it here, Joe.
I think if you they've gotten some positive yardage out of this, Joe, you've seen North Hall using some timeouts. But now they kind of want to take it to the halftime house now, maybe tied up.
Well, Cherokee Bluff, they might be looking at it, too, as, hey, if we get the ball back here, we may have a quick hitter or something. You can't tell.
Yeah.
That might be what they're looking at.
If you get a turnover and one long completion, at least you might be in a position to try for three.
That is true. That is true. Sleeman, as of right now, is 5 of 9, 45 yards. And C.J. Payne, 7 of 10 for 86, a touchdown and an interception. Colton Steele, 8 rushes for 63 yards. Perkle, 9 attempts for 36 so far. I'll have full stats for you at the half.
You know, we've had Alex, you know, we said that he is an experienced quarterback, which he is, of course, and he's managed to get out a few things. But I tell you what, Cherokee Bluff has kept the pressure on him tonight.
Yes, they have. They've brought them, especially here the last couple sets of downs, they've really brought them. 35 and a half seconds, 14 all here in the second quarter. Third down and a long way, about 20 or 21. Three wideouts on the near side, one on the far, ball's in the middle of the field, right at the 11-yard line, 16-yard line, excuse me. Sleeman back to pass, got to throw it, screen over the middle, complete to Steele. Steele got drugged down from behind. Holy mackerel. That looked like number five, Connor Cook, that time that brought him down. It was either Cook or that might have been number, yeah, it was Connor Cook that brought him
down.
Yeah,
I think it was five.
Wow.
That brings up fourth down now, too.
Yeah, fourth down. The clock is stopped. Now, I don't know why it stopped unless somebody took a timeout. Ought to be running right there, shouldn't it, unless it was a penalty. Yeah, referees are stopping it. And we got a timeout on the field. Not sure who called the timeout, but either way, it stopped.
You got exactly 30 seconds. It shows Cherokee Bluff still has one timeout. Now, the line of scrimmage is going to be what, Joe, the 16?
Yeah, 15? Right to 16. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I think you send them. I think you go for the block here.
Yep. Might as well right there and see what happens. I mean, the worst thing can happen, you get a good punt off. You know, you still have a decent field position, probably on the plus side of the 50 with, you know, under 30 seconds, but with around 20 seconds. And let's see what they can do. CJ's done pretty well here the last couple of opportunities throwing the ball. And big Tony Rushing, Jackson Perkle have been mainstays back there in the backfield here in the first half for Cherokee Bluff. They'll bring them out fourth down. And see if Walker Vining is back to punt. It looks like he is, yes. Walker will be back. And what they got to watch out for right here is make sure that they don't mishandle the snap.
Yeah.
You know? And McCloskey's a long snapper. Vining is the kicker. Walker will get it. Oh, it's a high one, but he'll get it off. And around the two, high pop-up. And it's going to bounce at the 41, take a North Hall bounce and roll just down across the 50 to the Cherokee Bluff 49-yard line with 16.4 seconds left. Cherokee Bluff will have one more possession here before the half. So we thought they'd bring them. They brought a lot of folks, but Walker Vining able to get the kickoff that time.
Ran to his right. 35-yard punt maybe, no return with the roll.
First down and 10 from the Bears, 49, 16.4 seconds. Let's hear Tolliver wide out on the near side.
Trips to the right.
Three on the far side with Thomas, Haley, and Huddy Kemp. One back is Perkle. Payne takes it. Rolls out to his right and looks. And looks. Steps up. Throws a long way. Haley, intended receiver. Throws it.
Oh, yeah.
Pass interference as they've got in between him and Tolliver right there. Colt Thomas was the man, was the intended receiver, and he got pushed right there at the end, kind of held his way and forced the interference call.
Everybody in the stadium saw that.
Yep.
I mean, it was obvious.
But he saved a touchdown. It's a 15-yard penalty against North O.
Yeah, he did.
And
he
ran 9 seconds off, so it'll be 7 seconds exactly left here in the half. And that's probably better since it's only a 15-yard penalty.
That's right, because it's not from the point of the foul.
Yep.
It's just, now, you're still a long ways off, and you only got 7 seconds.
36-yard line is where it'll be.
So you either throw it to the sidelines or you throw it in the middle and use your last timeout. Or you throw
Payne
it in the end
comes
zone.
In.
You got some options.
Tolliver near side. Thomas near side. Kemp and Haley on the far side. Payne takes the snap. Drops back straight. Throws it over the top. Trying to go for Haley. Haley's got a defensive man. Tipped up and it's going to be incomplete. And as the time runs out right there, good defense that there time, I think, by Cole Lindley, and that'll end the quarter tied at 14.
And we're back with the United Community Halftime Show coming up in 2 minutes live from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you want to build a strong financial future, there's no better time to start than now. At United Community, our financial products are designed to fit your life. Our bankers are here to help you maximize every dollar you save or invest today, to set yourself up for future success. Build your future with the bank that's built for you. Visit a branch today and talk with one of our dedicated local bankers. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Alex Lehman, quarterback for the Northfall Chargers. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schliemann Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans!
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Gosney?
Yes, Gosney.
Gosney. Never heard of it.
Well, now you have. Gosney pizza ovens are now available at Autry's Ace, and they're amazing. Unrivaled performance for the best possible cooking results. Super easy to use and fun to cook on, plus they're versatile. You can roast, smoke, steam, or bake, and enjoy wood-fired pizza whenever you'd like.
Let's start with margarita pizza for me and a slow-cooked pork belly for you.
Check out the new Gosney pizza ovens at Autry's Ace Hardware in Gainesville.
It's the best pizza oven you've never heard of.
It's time for our halftime report, brought to you by United Community on 97.5 Glory FM.
And back here at Yona Field at Cherokee Bluff for the second straight week for us here on 97.5 Glory FM. Last week, the Bears suffered a one-point loss to Flyer Branch 10-9. They were trailing this even because of a missed PAT after North Hall scored a couple of times on the Bears, but then coming back there late to tie the ball game and hitting a two-point PAT. 14-14 is your halftime score here on the United Community Halftime Show. Hope we get a chance to talk with Athletic Director Ralph Neely, who's going to try to join us here, but he's a busy man here with this huge crowd here this evening at Cherokee Bluff. First off, before we get the highlights, let's look at some of the scores around the area. Three-county rivalry second place this evening matchups. You have East Hall on top of Johnson, 28-0. Late in the second quarter. Also, you had West Hall on top of Chesapeake by a score of 20-6. The score for that one. Coach Nagy Lyon was telling me about the difference in this year's team compared to last year when back in 2025, Chesapeake scored 62 on this West Hall team, but a much, much different team for Zero Cunningham. They've only got 25 players right now that are healthy to play for the Bears, and there's a question about next week's homecoming game, and we're going to try to be there for you and bring you that game between Christian Heritage and Chesapeake coming up next week. We say to it may have to change our broadcast schedule. Next week, Cherokee Buff will be on the road. They'll be in Dawsonville against Dawson County. And the Tigers were tied with the Raven County Wildcats late in the first half, 14-14. As Joe mentioned, their quarterback, Matt Breyer, is back this week after suffering an injury in the first game of the season. And then also we've got, Lumpkin County top of White County, 14-0 at halftime up at the burial grounds in DeLonga. This one right here, North Hall got the opening kickoff. They went three and out as defense by the Bears stopped the Trojans. It was North Hall kicking the ball back to the Bears and a long scoring drive for Cherokee Bluff in it and this touchdown.
Going to look, CJ looking for Haley. Haley's open. Did he catch it?
Yes,
touchdown, Cherokee Bluff.
PAT was no good, making it 6-0 in favor of Cherokee Bluff. Both teams had the ball for a couple times in the first quarter. North Hall gets the ensuing kickoff. That touchdown came with about 6:52 to go, I remember, right in the first quarter. Trojans, it took about a five-minute drive and went down for this touchdown score.
Touchdown goes in standing, bounce, going to pitch to the other side to Cable. Cable might have a shot, going to cut inside. Touchdown goes in standing, bounced off a guy for Cole Cable.
That was a five-yard run by Cole Cable, who got the ball from Alex Sleeman. They were expecting a pass play, but instead it went to a run there for Cable. TPAT made it 7-6 in favor of the Trojans. They go in the second quarter play. 7-6 was the score. North Hall gets the ball back after a punt by the Bears at that point. North Hall gets it and scores on this play.
They're standing at the 7. They got a man in motion as a blocker. Going to hand off to Colton. Colton trying to go around the offside. Cuts it inside. Did he make it? Touchdown, Trojan.
You see what the addition of Cole Seals meant to this football team for North Hall. They left 14-6 after the PAT. But here come the Bears. They thought really they're going to be their last possession of the first half, trying to tie it going into the locker room. They'll get the opening half kickoff to start the second half of play. Ended up tying it with this touchdown play here from CJ.
Did it a while ago. Give it off to Rushing. Rushing scooting through. Gets to the 15, the 10. Stiff arms the guy. Carries the guy into the end zone for the touchdown. Tony Rushing.
And Tony Rushing and really showing his strength there in the first half of play. But then it was the Bears getting a two-point PAT to tie it. And that's where we are here at halftime. 14-14 is your score. North Hall and Cherokee Bluff. We've got much more for you coming up in 2 minutes. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Show on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you want to build a strong financial future, there's no better time to start than now. At United Community, our financial products are designed to fit your life. Our bankers are here to help you maximize every dollar you save or invest today to set yourself up for future success. Build your future with the bank that's built for you. Visit a branch today and talk with one of our dedicated local bankers. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway. Eat more chicken.
Hi, this is your State Representative Lee Hawkins, representing Hall County's 27th District of the Georgia House of Representatives. Friday nights are back again, and that means our area high schools are taking the field for another great season of high school football. These student athletes have worked all summer to get ready, and they deserve a packed house cheering them on. So grab your families and head to the local stadium to support our students. Good luck, Hall County football.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
And we're back here at Yonah Field. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you. And joining me here halftime is Athletic Director Ralph Neely. Join me here. Hey, Ralph.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
Doing great. What a beautiful night. A little hot, but can't ask for much more than a Friday night football at the Bluff.
Tell you, you got to love it here. Your second year as Athletic Director, you see these rivalries. You got Fire Branch here last week, North Hall here. This week, you'll play East Hall in your region. You'll play West Hall in your region. You'll play everybody in the county, it looks like.
Isn't that fun?
Yes, it is.
You know, it's nice it's, that we've done a good job of making Hall County schools within the same regions, and the ones that we're not in the same regions with, we have a natural rivalry, and we're able to schedule each other. So playing close, playing really good football, playing our friends, you know, people we live with.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Yes.
So I know you're having a good time being here. And it's, tell me about this school year. How's it been so far?
It's been a blur. You know, it's honestly been great, and so good that you keep looking over your shoulders wondering what in the world's going on. Our kids are great. Our families are wonderful. Our faculty's wonderful. It's just a joy to get up in the morning and go to work.
Yep, no doubt about it. Here is Cherokee Bluff. Looking for their first win of the season. That's sort of hard to believe. I was talking about, you know, I'm already tired of hearing PSR from the standpoint. Okay, let's just wait and play football the way it's supposed to be.
Well, as soon as you learn how it works, we're going to change it. So,
great point.
You know, we're going to adapt. We're going to do the best we can. We're learning as we go. You know, wins are important, and a lot of people have scheduled accordingly, but I love the way our coaches truly believe that we're made for the postseason. So we're going to challenge ourselves regardless of what the PSR numbers say during the regular season, because we're going to make the postseason. That's one of our three main goals as an athletic department. And if we're going to do that, we better be prepared. And what better way to be prepared than playing tough games during the regular season?
Oh, no doubt about that. This is going to get you ready for that at tough region schedule. Of course, the only change this year, you lose Jefferson, which goes up a classification, but you get the other Jackson County school, East Jackson, joining the region.
Yeah, there's great people over at East Jackson, too. Wesley Wheeler's the athletic director over there. Wonderful to work with. I've known him forever. That's going to be a good addition to our region. They're very similar to Hall County schools.
They are.
Just in the makeup, the way they operate. Jackson County is a wonderful system. It's going to be a good fit.
Have you heard yet what's going to happen when Houston starts the upcoming school year?
Yeah, so we're still preparing for that. We know that they're going to play a varsity schedule in almost all of their sports. Except for a couple of minor sports, you know, they're anticipating not having the numbers initially.
Sure.
But we know the athletic director, Ryan Lesniak, he's got many years of athletic director experience from Gwinnett County. He's a great dude. He's going to do a wonderful job. And I'll show you how old I am, if you don't mind.
You're younger than me. Okay, go ahead.
the principal at Jackson County High School, Lev Hartnett. You know, where Ryan Lesniak is now, when we'll transition to Houston in December.
Uh-huh.
I taught him when he was in high school.
Oh, wow.
So it all comes full circle. Great kid. So I love working with that district, because, like us, there's wonderful people there.
They're going to be in this region, aren't they?
They are. Houston will be. Yep.
Yeah.
And so we have already started preliminary planning about what those varsity schedules are going to look like in the fall sports. We've got options about what they could look like in basketball for winter sports. Wrestling is going to be an easy transition. But we've already, you know, kind of knowing that it was coming along in the middle of a scheduling cycle,
right,
scheduled accordingly to where we can fit them in three-game series for
Super.
Softball, two-game series for baseball. You know, we've got our eye for the future in that.
We're talking about Ralph Dealey, the athletic director here at Cherokee Bluff. I got the basketball schedule looking at it. So what I really like is the fact you're going to play a region tournament, which I thought may go by the wayside, but I'm glad to see that's going to happen.
Again, we're showing our age right now, because a lot of the younger guys, and I understand where they're coming from, saying with just PSR and just a region champion going to the postseason, a region tournament could hurt you with those numbers. But, man, basketball is a tournament sport.
Yes,
volleyball is a tournament sport. We need to play those. So I'm glad we are, too.
And, of course, we build off the great job your girls' basketball program has done, winning the state championship this last year. What happened down at Monroe, Albany, and that, what's going to happen with them this year?
It's going to be a rebuild. You know, we know they lost a lot of talent, but one thing I love is Cassie Scott. She's had many opportunities She's been courted to go to larger schools. Some you would say have a more successful history because our history is only 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But she is chomping at the bit of that challenge. You know, she feels like she's had some talented players. And some people say, well, Coach, all you had to do was roll a ball out there and let Bristol Kerr score 1,000 points or Kyle Carlson. You know, but that you and I know that was not the case. But she's going to be able to show about how talented of a coach she is and how good of a person she is because she's going to be building from the bottom. And it's going to be pretty awesome to watch.
Also, quick about softball, because I know you lost some key players off the softball team, but they're doing a good job. Had that reason win just yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good win. It was only 98 degrees as we played for 2 hours and 45 minutes. And those poor girls, they were sweltering. But, you know,
softball shouldn't take that long, should it?
It should not. It should not. But yes, it took us 2 hours to play four innings. But thank goodness we got the game through. Well, it was so hot, it just sucked the life out of you.
Yes.
And but they persevered. You know, we got some strong girls. Our pitching is good, and we've got depth at pitching. And so Coach Joyner and his staff has done a good job of using that depth as an advantage. And, again, he's playing a tough non-region schedule, so it's going to bode well as we get to the postseason. We're currently ranked, don't quote me on it, but I think around 7 in PSR.
Okay.
And so it would be nice if we could stay in that area and hopefully host a couple of rounds of the state tournament before we go to Columbus.
All right. Give me your coach's hat here. What do you think about the second half here? The football start the second half.
Yeah. We've done a good job of controlling the ball. Keeping the ball away from their explosive offense. We've got to cut out some of the silliness. Big turnover, some of the costly penalties, you know, and that's what's hurt us the first two Fridays that we've played. I'm 19 years in this athletic directing experience, and I have not seen two consecutive weeks where we have led in every statistical category except the scoreboard. So, you know, we do enough good things to win, but make enough mistakes to beat ourselves. And we're trying to clean those things up, and if we can clean those up in the second half, it's going to be pretty awesome to watch.
I think they will. No doubt about that. They'll clean up knowing Tommy Jones. Always good to see Ralph Neely. See you next time, friend, okay?
Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you very
much. Yes, sir.
Here at halftime, it's 14-14. Cherokee Bluff in North Hall. Thanks, Ralph, as always, making us feel right at home here at the home of the Bears at Yonah Field. We've got much more for you in 2 minutes. You're tuned to the United Community Halftime Show on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you want to build a strong financial future, there's no better time to start than now. At United Community, our financial products are designed to fit your life. Our bankers are here to help you maximize every dollar you save or invest today to set yourself up for future success. Build your future with the bank that's built for you. Visit a branch today and talk with one of our dedicated local bankers. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
And again, thanks to Ralph Neely. He's always joining us here. I love talking with Ralph about what goes on here at Cherokee Bluff. Joe Gailey, Gary Glenn, Mike Warford with you here on Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Just got a score from Zach Roach, who's our cameraman on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. He's the play-by-play announcer for War Eagle TV at Chesapeake, and it's West Hall 20, Chesterton 6 at halftime. So I know our friend Jason Edwards, for example, you can stay busy in that. You can listen to our broadcast and then turn on the TV there to YouTube and watch the game there with West Hall and Chesterton on War Eagle TV with Zach calling the play-by-play of that one. He'll join me tomorrow morning and have the camera work for our broadcast of the Saturday Morning Sports Show on our YouTube channel at Team Glory Sports. That's tomorrow morning. We'll talk high school, college, and pro sports. Trying to get a reporter to talk about Georgia Tech football with us on Saturday. So I hope that's going to work out. So stay tuned about that because we've got Georgia State football tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. And we'll also talk about Georgia Tech football. Tomorrow, Georgia goes up against Tennessee State from Athens starting at 3 p.m. And again, here it's 14-14 tie between Cherokee Bluff and North Elm. And Joe is with us here.
Yep, I've got a couple more of our buddy Ron Poole. Lets me know that his and our Braves are winning 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh in a huge series.
Make it 8 because Chris Sales had another great outing. Uh-huh. Yes.
3-2 in the eighth. The Braves needing to split or win that series, and good luck to them. Hope they do.
No, they lead the Phillies by 4 in a 4-game series.
Halftime scores, East Forsyth 15, Polk nothing, Banks County 14, East Jackson 7. Now, East Hall over Johnson 35-8. As Mike said, West Hall 20-6 over Chesterton. Peach County 20, Jefferson 6. Monroe Area 21, Habersham 7. Lumpkin 14-0 over White County. Stevens over Union 31-0. Dawson and Raven are tied at 14 at the half. Buford on Mallard Creek up in Charlotte, North Carolina, 34-7. And Gainesville 8-7 out in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
Playing at halftime against the East St. Louis. They've won like four out of five of the last state championships out there. Highly regarded team. And so coaches wanted to get them some early season high-ranking opponents in there to get them ready for their region schedule.
If you could scroll and try to find Gilmer and
then no score on that one. Yeah, okay. No score on that one when I looked.
Well, and I was talking to Michael Perry, and you remember, Gary should remember this one. Back in 2012, Paul Stander, the coach at Gilmer, was the head coach at St. Pius, and they defeated North Hall in the state playoffs down at St. Pius that year. Gary and I were there broadcasting that game, and the Trojans had the ball for only four series in the entire ball game. And that's the deal when it comes to Coach Stander at Gilmer, is basically keep away. So every possession for the Flyer Branch team is so critical for them to die in that game against the Gilmer Bobcats.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago when Gilmer played at North Hall in the playoff game, he tried to do the same thing. North
Correct.
Hall wound up beating him by a couple of scores.
Right.
But he is his ball control. That's what his offense is.
Yep, no doubt about that. So looking forward to this one, as I was telling Nathan off the air during a break there, this one might go for a while, guys, I'm telling you.
Well, it could. You know, you're tied at 14. You've had a couple of giveaways, takeaways down there. Each team with a turnover so far, one interception, one fumble, a missed extra point, but then they got the two-point conversion, did Cherokee Bluff. So, you know, they you can go at it for a while. And both teams playing really good. I say really good early season for the third game offensively. But the defensive, especially for Cherokee Bluff, stepped up pretty good tonight, Gary.
Yeah, and we're already an hour and a half in, and we sort of hit a lull right there. It was a pass from C.J. Payne to Dylan Haley to open the score in 27 yards, and they missed the kick. Then North Hall took the lead on a 5-yard run by Cole Cable and Walker Vining kick, and a 2-yard run by Colton Steele. And that was the one where it was blocked, but it was a penalty, so they got to do it again. That was a 14-6 lead. And then when Cherokee Bluff scored there at the closing end of the second quarter with the minute 24 left, 18-yard run by Tony Rushin. And we said we figured they're probably going to go for two, and they did. And then Payne hit Haley with a pass for the conversion. That's where we stand here as we tick down the last couple of minutes of halftime. 14-all at Cherokee Bluff in Yona Field.
And we're back with the opening kickoff of the second half in 2 minutes on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schliemann Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans!
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Take it, Joe.
Walker Vining kicks off Brantley. Bill takes it at about the 18 on the far side of the field and sprints across the field, gets it out to about the 34-yard line of Cherokee Bluff, and that's where they will have it. Mason Luggins made the tackle for the Trojans on the kickoff team. Bluff will have it. First and 10 from their own 33-yard line to start the second half. Score tied at 14. Mike made the comment we might be here a while, and, well, we've gone into overtime before. As long as we don't have thunder, lightning, and rain, we're in good shape, right? First and 10. One set back, one on the other side. Gives it off to Parker. Parker with a big opening across the 40, out to the 42-yard line. Short of the first down by about a yard, but a big hole. Good. On that left side behind Woodson and Cam Moore.
Good blocking. That's all you can say about that. Good blocking. They opened that hole and he took
advantage. Last week against Flair Branch, they did a pretty good job opening between the tackles there, Gary, and they're doing that again tonight. Big Cam Moore leads them up the center. Woodson on one side and McElroy back in the game. Injured early, but he's back in there. Good to see that. Two wideouts far side. Haley and Kemp. Quarterback Payne takes it. Sticks in the middle to Parker. Parker gets away at the 45, 50, 45, 40, down the sideline. One man tries to push him. Can't get him out of bounds. And Parker finally gets down to the one-yard line. Touchdown! The Singleton touchdown.
They're going to say that when he went over, he stuck it out and broke the plane before he went out at the pylon.
He thought he got pushed out, or the defense thought they pushed him out outside the 15.
No.
But he stayed tiptoeing down the sideline and got the ball across the pylon there for the touchdown. A long run for Jackson Perkle.
59 yards.
59-yarder. A lot of excitement here. We're under with 11. 59-yarder, 59 seconds. Gone here in the half. Number 85 will come in, Braylon McFarland, to try the extra point now. McFarland, bad snap, gets the kick up, high kick, and it's going to be good. 21-0. Cherokee Bluff takes the lead.
Looks like the Bears had cleaned things up to halftime. It's 21-14. Cherokee Bluff back with the kickoff in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
We love North Georgia. Working here, living here,
and eating here. We have fresh, delicious, and unique goodies made right here locally.
Our provisions section continues to grow as we're featuring local foods, rubs, spices, and mixes. Everything you need for all your get-togethers.
Wow, that's a fancy way to say really good tailgating treats.
And you'll also use them for hostess gifts, charcuterie boards, anything you're looking for, something unique and delicious.
Stop by and see our mouth-watering provisions at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Back here at Yoder Field, Braylon McFarland getting ready to kick off. After that long touchdown run, the extra point, the Bears lead at 21-14. North Hall will get a little onside pooch kick. Going to bounce over the first wave. Oh, the back man had to pick it up. Good, luckily for the Trojans, he picked it up right on the sideline and stepped out of bounds at around the 34-yard line. Who was that masked man? I think that was Cameron Keller that picked it up and stepped out of bounds right there. To 33 is where it'll be for the Trojans, first and 10. Now, I don't blame him for picking it up right there, Gary, because you think it's going to go out. But I tell you what, with it bouncing like that, Cherokee Bluff was right there with him.
That's right. No, you need to get that. Plus, it's not bad field position.
No, if it goes out of bounds, you're going to get it right there anyway. All right, you got three wideouts for the Trojans, one in a slot, one single setback is Steele. Sleeman takes the snap, hands off to Sleeman, trying to come over to this side. Steele, 35-40. 45, finally drug out of bounds around the 48-yard line. Colton Steele got away, and Dylan Haley had to drag him out from behind with a big 18-yard run.
Yeah, we keep forgetting sometimes that Dylan Haley is a fine defensive back as well as a good wide receiver. So, and he came all the way across the field and made that play.
He started on the cornerback on the far side, came all the way across, as Gary said, and made the tackle. Three wideouts far side this time with 10:50 in the quarter. They'll line it up. You got Kemp, Cable, Sleeman back, throws it with a man on him, got a man incomplete over Noah Kemp's head out of bounds. Had a guy reach him trying to grab his shirt right there.
Isaiah Lawrence, one of the backup defensive linemen, came in there, and he, I wonder if you call that a pressure or a hurry or something like that, because he was all over him.
I think it might have been a hurry because he threw it, and he's about a yard over Noah's head out of bounds over there. Cable comes to the near side. McCloskey to the far side. Kemp on the far side. One guy kind of in a tight end position. That's Walter Vining lines up in that tight end position. One running back is Steele. Put Cable in motion. A little flip to him. Cable tries to cut inside. Nothing going as the Bears read that one perfectly with no gain. Stopped at the line of scrimmage. Third down.
They had four down linemen that time, Joe. And the cornerback and or defensive end was pinched on the right side. And when the middle was shut down, he tried to cut to the outside, and that's when that guy nailed him.
Third down, about 10 and a half, I'll call it, 10-15 in the quarter. One touchdown lead for the Bears, 21-14. They got three down linemen. They cheated a linebacker up to give them four, almost five. One man in motion, that's Kemp. Three wideouts now on this side, looking to throw to the far side. Got a man. Got it. He reached up there and caught it and brought it down at the 30-yard line. How about that?
That was a fine catch.
That was Jack McCloskey right there that stopped, kind of slowed down, and got his back to the defender right there. He was on his side and caught it, brought it in at the 29-yard line. Great pitch and catch. Jack McCloskey, a great reception.
And a baseball player with a great catch there.
Yes, 24 yards on the reception.
Got it down inside the 30 to 29. Huge first down for the Trojan. Going to pump, fake, over the top. Little high that time. Incomplete. Walker Vining, the intended receiver. Pump fake to draw the defense in and blew a little high for Walker. I believe he might have had six on that one, too.
Yeah, I think so. I think he also might have hurried his throw a little bit, Joe.
Yeah, might have. Could have put a little bit more of a touch on it. Second down now. Ball's at the 29-yard line for the Trojans. 9:48 and a quarter. Relocating some personnel. You've got Vining, Cable on the near side, Kemp on the far side, still on the right-hand side of his quarterback, Schleeman. Four guys up on the line. And a handoff to, is that McCloskey? Yeah, or was that Vining? They tried to do that end around coming in there, but they read it again to Cherokee Bluff. And that was Noah Kemp, and he only got about a yard and a half up to about the 37-yard line. And it'll be third down and about eight now for the Trojans. Actually, they move it back to be third and nine.
Hudson Davis, the nose man at the bottom of that pile, and they held him for only a yard.
Cam Moore comes in for Isaiah Lawrence on the defensive line. Cam Moore, the center on the offensive line. Four wideouts in the back. Sleeman, third and eight. 9:05. Sleeman rolls out to the left. looking, got time, throws in the middle, complete, down to Noah Kemp. Noah caught it down at the 15-yard line, for the first down.
He's met hard right there by at least three guys. I'm thinking I saw Jackson Perkle hit him first.
You're looking at a lot of guys going both ways in this heat tonight. I tell you what, good for them. Stay hydrated, young man. First down for the Trojans at the 15-yard line.
Kohler might also have been in on that, Joe.
Huge catch for Kemp. Sleeman takes the snap. Gets it to Steele. Steele across the 15, the 10, the 5. They drag him down from behind at the 5-yard line. I think he got the first down at the 4,
but
first and goal.
Talk about two strong runners between Perkle and Steele.
Oh, yeah.
Just old-fashioned, hard-running running backs.
You know, and Mike, what I've noticed about those guys is they hit the hole pretty quick to be big guys power. Dude.
And he had four people, including this. Satulovich brothers, he was dragging them down inside there. So now you got first and goal at the 4.
First and goal to 4, as Gary said, 8:18 and a quarter. Two backs, Kemp and Steele, one wide out far side. And I give Nogan a fake, gun to this side, touchdown Trojans.
Easy catch.
This time that is number 30, is that 33?
33.
Reed Baumgartner. Yeah, the little linebacker comes in there, Reed. Shot out from that tight end position and got the touchdown for the Trojans. 1 point away from a tie game now with 8:04. North Hall brings it right back down the field, Michael, in 3 minutes. And 1 point away from tying it up.
Strong series there for Alex Schleeman. And again, a big run there by Colton Steele.
Two big third down plays for the Trojans in that series. Walker Vining, Kemp to hold. McCloskey snap, Kemp hole, Vining kick. Good, 21-all with 8:04 remaining.
And back more high school football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway. Eat more chicken!
Hi, this is your State Representative Lee Hawkins, representing Hall County's 27th District of the Georgia House of Representatives. Friday nights are back again, and that means our area high schools are taking the field for another great season of high school football. These student athletes have worked all summer to get ready, and they deserve a packed house cheering them on. So grab your families and head to the local stadium to support our students. Good luck, Hall County football.
We were tied at 14 at halftime. Now we're tied at 21 in the third quarter.
Walker Vining, high, deep. Kip going to come down at about the 6 over here on the near side. That was Kohler. Kohler takes it, gets across the 30. Trail bouncing off a guy and finally gets knocked down at about the 36-yard line. Riker Kohler with a nice return, Gary, all the way out to the 36.
Yeah, and somebody had him by the shirt, Drew Cronin, 5'11", 160-pound senior. Listed as a cornerback on the kick coverage team. He grabbed him like right under the shoulder pads there, Joe, and just threw him to the ground.
You know, it's the pregame show. Both these teams are getting very good field position to start drives.
Mm-hmm. Cherokee Bluff will have it.
At the 30 or better, usually.
Commerce Tigers are up 28-7 on Elbert County. Commerce football must be back, fellas.
They're having a good year so far.
Hand off to Perkle. Perkle. Oh, we got met right there. Number 2 comes up there and makes the stop. That is Colton Steele, one of the linebackers, defensive backs, comes up and makes the pop right there at the line of scrimmage. No gain, 2nd and 10.
I remember the Tigers under Coach Ray Lamb, Steve Savage over there, ran that wishbone and ran it well.
Well, they weren't there for like 47 years, were they, together? So.
But now with Coach Gregory, it's a different
state.
That's a
whole different thing.
And Billy Kirk's son is, I think, the quarterback.
2nd down, 10. 2 wideouts far side. Perkle in the backfield with Payne. Payne drops out, rolls to the right, throws it on the far side. Oh, throws a little low right at the ground. Intended receiver over there was Huddy Kemp and threw it below. Huddy couldn't even reach down as a second baseman for his dad's baseball team. Would have had to have his glove and a couple more inches to make that scoop. 7-14, 21-all.
You can't feel it on the hop.
Nope, can't feel it on the hop in football, only in baseball. Cam Moore brings him up the center. Three down linemen for the Trojans. The linebacker is going to sneak up in there. Buddy Kemp and Colt Thomas, the receivers on the near side. One pressure coming after him right there. That's Lazenby. They throw it long over the top. Incomplete. Almost caught there. Perkle almost snuck in behind everybody. And they knocked him down back there out of his hands. That was Reed Baumgartner. Knocks the ball away from him there at the 30.
But
25.
Look at the speed that Jackson showed there, Joe, to get downfield so quickly.
Yeah.
Either Baumgartner or Harker, 23 or 33.
Might have been Parker.
Might have been Harker.
Harker, yeah.
But, you know, he shoved him, but he was after the pass that already bounced out of his hands. Mm-hmm. So no PI. You just got to.
But they've done this. Now. They have showed pass on the drives down and then also the runs different drives. Pass hit work on this one.
The punter back gets the kickoff. It'll come up. He'll make take the ball at the 32. That's Steele out to the 35, the 40, the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40. Sideline, 35, run out of bounds.
Negative.
Colton Steele kind of picked his way down the sideline over there, fellas, after the kick and caught it and get up the sideline across midfield all the way down to where I'm looking at, about the 30 or 29-yard line there, Gary.
There's a 34-yard punt, and then it wound up being negative because they got it back. Down inside, where are they going to put that thing down?
The 29.
Yeah, put it down at the 29.
Got a player down for the Bears on the far side with 6:48. And the score tied. Good defense by North Hall on that last possession, Cherokee Bluff. Now let's see what they do with a short field right here, guys.
That was like, what was that, like a negative five on the net. Exchange net?
But here you look at Joe, you know what Coach Penner wants to do. Quick strike here.
Yep.
Well, yeah, he does because he wants to. He wants 20. To get Cherokee Bluff back on his heels a little bit, Mike.
Jaden Porter coming up a little limpy on there, but nothing bad. He's walking off under his own power, but he's favoring the leg. He's all right. Trainer right there with him. Good job, guys.
So you see, you know, Cable, you know, Kemp, go deep. And then you got Colt Seal there, too.
Yep. Well, McCloskey's made a couple of big catches. Let's see what happens.
Yep.
What if they've got a draw in their repertoire? Where Schliemann drops back like he's going to gun it deep and then hand it off up the middle.
Or a quarterback, a late to delayed quarterback draw. Let's
Cable
see what happens.
Steal, you know, something like that.
Yep.
Three
wide outs, one on the ball's on the far hash mark, one receiver on that side, two running backs, one on either side of Alex. Schliemann takes it, drops back, throws it over the top, going for it in a hurry. McCloskey down the sideline, stopped at the two.
They say he caught it in bounds,
yep.
But fell out at the two.
That was McCloskey. He caught it right there. Defender right there with him. Knocks him out of bounds right there at the 2-yard line. You know, if McCloskey has a step on him right there, Gary,
yeah. He's
in the end zone.
Yes, he is.
And would you mention, Jack, you got three baseball players there at receivers for the Trojans.
Exactly.
You got Cable, McCloskey, and Kemp.
Good hands and can gauge the way the flight of the ball. You got one, two, three, four wideouts on this one. Handoff to Steele right up the middle. Is it? Waiting on the official to give it me a signal. Farman's running in. Touchdown, Trojan.
I thought he had it. It took him a while for them to decide.
The official had to come in there, but they got the touchdown. He kind of didn't have to go but a yard and a half, 2 yards, and he fell across after that initial hit and gets the touchdown. Trojans lead it by six, trying to go up by a full touchdown of seven at 6:30 here in the third quarter. Another guy down for Cherokee Bluff now. And the heat might be grabbing them now, fellas, as much as anything. You know, this is a physical game, but, you know, the heat getting to you, too. You just might need a break. Especially with some of these guys playing both ways, Michael. You know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I used to play both ways when I was playing flag football or touch football on Sundays, and I know I was wore out after 3 hours.
I keep in mind how we used to do this, and it's a wonder we didn't all die. Had those old double knit jerseys on.
Oh, yeah.
And you only took water breaks during the timeouts, and those weren't all that frequent.
Defender is up. That is number six, Hudson Davis. He's got a little bit of an ankle tweak right there as he walks off under his own power, favoring one of the ankles. And he's coming off under his own power, which is a good thing. A little pat on the backside from the trainer. And the Trojans will line it up to try to attempt the extra point. You have McCloskey will be the long snapper. You'll have Colton Steele, no, excuse me, Noah Kemp, the holder. Then Walker Vining, the kicker. We'll start it. There's the snap from McCloskey. The hold, the kick. Is it good? It is. 28-21 with 6:30 North Hall remaining.
We're back for high school football from Cherokee Bluff on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Walker Vining with the kickoff. They take it down around the six. That's Kohler. He got hit right there hard at the stop. He got tried to slide under a couple of white jerseys and got brought down. Rocker Kohler did right at the 21-yard line. And excuse me, that wasn't Kohler. That was Colt Thomas had the football. Colt brings it out from about the 6-yard line out to the 21, and that's where Cherokee Bluff will start on their next possession. First and 10, down 7.
That was Sawyer Lazenby off the bottom of the pile. We just had a flurry of points here, haven't we?
Yep.
I mean, we still got half the quarter to play.
It was 14-0. We've had three touchdowns so far. In the middle, the handoff to number 11 again. Jackson Perkle tries to squeeze something out of nothing and doesn't get anything right there. They stop him right there at the line of scrimmage. Big number 0, Adam Portillo, makes the stop.
210-pounder.
Cousin Todd is out in East St. Louis with his son Logan. He's getting a score from Todd right now. I'll get that to you in a moment. Second down. 9 yards to go for the Bears. Three wideouts, one back. Back to pass is Payne. Payne looks over the ball. Complete nice pass catch by Huddy Kemp. Huddy brought down right there by Cole Lindley at the 37-yard line.
That was the touch pass, Joe. We've been waiting on that. He didn't need to gun it. Just needed to put it out there where only the receiver could come up with it, and Huddy came down with it. First down at the 38.
Coming back in here, Gainesville down 11-7 in the second quarter now. Hand off to Riker Kohler. Riker Kohler bust across the 40 to about the 41. The ball came out, and they're diving in there for it. Let's see what happened. If North Hall, no, they're going to say he was down. North Hall comes out of there with it, but they're saying he was down at the 42-yard line.
And that pistol formation, Joe, that they put the one of the backs back there with them, they're blocking it exactly like they used to run the old power eye. As the lead blocker, and then the tailback follows the lead.
Well, and that's how they line it up, or that's how they tell me, with fullback and then tailback, and that's how they'll line them up in there sometimes. And the fullback is kind of beside his own Payne's left with the tailback right behind him. We're going to go to the tailback, Kohler again. Tailback follows, gets about 3 or 4 yards, and across the 45 out to the 46. Picked up about 4 yards that time. And a little scrum out front there, and folks were falling over one another. Ball will be down to the 47-yard line. It'll be third down and 1 for the Bears with 4:28 remaining.
Well, we've seen these offenses, to quote a Ray Lamb-ism, dance with the girl that brung them. We saw Schliemann use the pass to set up the run with Steele, and we've seen Cherokee Bluff use the run to set up the pass.
Exactly. One man out wide to the far side. Three backs. Handed off to Rushing. Rushing, being there, gets the first down across midfield, down to the 47-yard line of North Hall. And there again, Big Tony comes in there and gets the first down.
Tony Rushing is money in short yardage.
You guys remember I mentioned last time, they go these different series. This time they're going on the run, setting up the pass. Last time it was like three pass plays, boom, and they had to punt back to North Hall, and the Trojans scoring. This time, let's go on the ground for the Bears.
Yeah, that's not their thing, Mike. That's not their thing. They use
run
the run.
Really
hey, you know, they are, Garrett, they're running Bears.
Yeah. don't get me started.
Noah Kemp, or excuse me, Colt Thomas, near man on this side, going to pitch out to Rushing again. Rushing, trying to find some room. North Hall bottles him up. First hit was around a 47. He spins down to the 46. It'll be second down and about 9 now for Cherokee Bluff.
Should have been stopped for nothing.
Yep.
And he got almost 3.
Second down, 8 for Cherokee Bluff. Perkle back in the game. Payne, single setback. You got Haley and Colt Thomas on the near side. Huddy Kemp on the far side. Payne looking over here, gets it over here to Haley. Haley to the 40. Haley 35, knocked out of bounds. Little, not a screen, a little flare out here. Haley just takes a step up and then back, gets it to him, and Haley goes up the sideline. Got a little bit of a block that time from Colton Thomas and gets the first down down to the 32-yard line.
And Colton Steele with pursuit was the man who finally ran him out at about the 33.
And guys, good news from Philadelphia. Braves have just beaten the Phillies 5-2, lead the Phillies by 5 games now.
Go, Philly. Go, Chris Sale again. Another good outing for the big man.
I tell you, Chris Sale is impressive.
First down, 10 at the 32-yard line. 3 wide out, single back, give to Perkle. Perkle bust up the middle across the 30 down to the 27, 28-yard line.
Follow up with that, Chris Hill got the win. Ronald Acuna Jr., his 201st career home run, drove in 3 runs with the Braves tonight.
One got a big lineman down for Cherokee Bluff right now, so we'll see Joel Woodson, one of the interior linemen down.
Oh, cool.
Now we got a break in the action, Michael.
Yep, we'll take a timeout. Back and more North Hall on top of Cherokee Bluff, 28-21 on Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your new home should be a perfect fit for your family. A place where children take their first steps or the family gathers in the kitchen. A home designed for comfort and savings. It should be a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. Right Choice homes are built for energy efficiency, sustainability, and comfort. Plus, the program is brought to you by Jackson EMC, a company you trust. Learn why a Right Choice home is right for you. Visit jacksonemc.com.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
In with a salary cap.
Back here at Yona Field, Michael, 2:49 left here in the third quarter. Cherokee Bluff driving. It is second down and about 6 from the North Hall 28-yard line.
And they definitely clean things up at halftime, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Well, and kind of both teams did.
Both
but,
teams.
You know, Cherokee Bluff really running the ball well here. Payne takes it and fakes, rolls to the other side, looking for somebody to throw it to. Portillo's on the way looking for him, going to throw it. It's going to be lofted out of bounds. We got flags on both sides, one on the far side, one on the near side.
I was thinking Payne might have been better off just to keep that one, Joe. He picked up about 4 yards.
If he kept running forward, he might have been close to the first down stick, sure enough. They're going to – got a flag right there. Let's see what the white hat comes back and tells us here. Flag was down at the 27. Am I being ineligible receiver? Let's see what we have. We got a flag on this side, too, at the 29.
Well, Tommy was talking about when I talked to him about just the worst times they could commit a penalty here at Cherokee Bluff.
That was going to be hitting the receiver downfield. Ooh. How about I guess right and got it on Cherokee Bluff? Declined. And now we've got pass interference on the offense, too. They'll take that one and they'll push it back. So
that's
they'll take the
15 yards.
Yep. It'll still be second down, but that'll be second and long, Gary, all the way back to the 43-yard line. They've got to get to the 22, so second and 21.
Yep. And that, of course, not only takes the yards, it just kills your momentum.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're rolling. You're pushing it down the field. You're picking up 3, 4, 5 yards at a clip, and then boom.
Trying to go in a hurry. They're spreading them out there. Got Perkle to the right of this quarterback. Payne. Payne drops back. Looking. Throws it over the top. And it is knocked away. Incomplete. Yeah, it was that Lazenby back there along with number 3, Noah Kemp. And Noah got it at the last second. And not helped knock it away.
Threw in another crowd, Joe.
Yes, he did.
There was only one guy down there in the black and purple. There were 3 guys around him with the other color shirts.
Yep. Exactly right. And in the fact that Noah came in from the backside and was able to get his hand and poke it away too.
Yeah, it was a wonder it wasn't intercepted.
3rd and 21 now. Got another knee man in there. I saw another Gabe Sotelovich is in a tight end position. 2 wide outs. Payne rolling out the far side, throws it like complete. And in and out of his hand. He caught it and it was out. Huddy Kemp caught it and defense came up behind and knocked it away. Right there at the original first down marker.
Smacked him pretty hard. I think that was Hudson Brenton.
Yep.
A junior DB. Hudson at 5'10", 150. You know, North Hall's got a bunch of people at 5'10", 150, 160.
That's kind of the average height for North Hall over through the years, I think. Yep. You have a few big guys like Mike and Jody, some guys that came along. They might have been 6'3 or 6'4. But that wasn't many of us, that's for sure. 5'10 to 6'1 was about average. 4th down, they'll try to kick it and get the kick off. And it's going to be a low-line drive, and he's going to let it go. Oh, they got opportunistic and rolled into the end zone as Colton still wisely let it go. The kicker that time was number 88, Cade Accord. Little low-line drive. We got a cramp up on the far side by Cherokee Bluff player down right there. North Hall will have it take over at their own 20-yard line, Michael.
Yep, leading 28-20. Let's take a 30-second timeout while we got this injury timeout. Nathan back in 30 on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
And back here at Cherokee Bluff, 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. North Hall leading Cherokee Bluff 28-21.
Colt Thomas was the kid with the cramp, but he's walking off under his own power. Just had to get that leg stretched out there, Gary.
Yeah. 43-yard punt that time, Joe. And, of course, the roll took it into the end zone. It just took off when it hit that turf, man. And then the kick coverage team had no chance to get down there and down it.
First and 10 for the Trojans. 3 wide outs, 2 backs. Schliemann claps the hands, takes the ball, rolls out to his left. Fakes a man coming on him. Going to sack him.
Oh.
Back at the 10-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Number 5.
Connor Cook.
Connor Cook from the linebacker position. Comes in, pursues, and keeps him in the backfield for a huge loss. And that'll make his 2nd down in 35.
Nobody slowed Connor Cook down. He just grabbed him up around the numbers and slung him to the ground.
And that's his 2nd big tackle here in this ball
game. Lost 9 in there, fellas. The 2nd and 19 now. Ball's at the 11. Got to get to the 30. Good job by the defensive backs now for Cherokee Bluff. You got to give them the credit there. Maston and Kemp and Jaden Porter, Dylan Haley, all those guys not letting Sleeman get a good look at his receivers. Alex takes it. Looks over the middle. He's going to have to get rid. They're coming on him. Throws it out, and he throws it out of bounds over there. 2. And the Cherokee Bluff fans wanting to ground it, but that's not grounding. He's outside the tackle box and back in the end zone when he let go of it.
Well,
had pressure from Cherokee Bluff.
They're kind of lucky they didn't get a hold called on them, Joe, because Schliemann was almost getting sacked, and one of his defenders back there looked like he might have had a little arm movement there.
For that, 3rd down and long, 3rd and 19 for the Trojans. Great defensive stand for the Bears right here now, guys. Schliemann comes back in with a play.
Well, they're gonna have the DBs. They're playing like a cover 3. And
now we've got a timeout called by the Trojans.
We'll take it with them. It's 28-21 North Hall. Back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back here at Yona Field, Mike Wofford, Gary Glenn, and I'm Joe Gailey. North Hall with a third and very long after their timeout. Three wideouts back at their own 11-yard line. Schliemann takes it in the round to Cable, far side. Cable, not anything, guys. He might have got back to the 15, and that is it. So that little trick play didn't get him anything. 3 or 4 yards. They'll have to punt.
Here's one for you. How about call this? That's also a Waffle House play right there, Joe. Smother it and cover it right there for the players.
And one guy hit him in the backfield.
Well, why are you running that end around to the short side of the field?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to run that, why don't you run? We've got to give the guys
I
some
always
room to
run myself. Why, you know, we see that throughout the year from different teams. I'm like, run it to the big side.
But watch now the coverage here with Walker Vining going back to the punt.
Walker Vining, and then you got Jackson Perkle back standing at it. At the North Hall 45 to receive the punt.
Walker's at his own end zone.
53.1 seconds, guys. So North Hall minute and 10-second possession. Gets the kick off. Almost got blocked. It's going to roll out of bounds right at midfield, it looks like. Now out to the 48-yard line. So that's about a 32-yard punt, I guess, from the 15 out to the 47.
Yeah, but where he kicked it, though, that was a great kick.
Yep.
Well, Maddox – Sotelovich almost got a hand on that.
Yeah, he was coming in from this side.
Yeah, from the left side. Defensive left side, offensive right side. And he was about two steps away from blocking that punt.
The first down for the Bears, 45-8. Now, like you said a minute ago, you thought North Hall might want to go for it on first play, and they did. Let's see what the Bears do right here. Will they just keep grinding, or will they go to Dylan Haley on the first play? 45.8 seconds.
Give it to Perkle.
They're the ones that are behind.
Perkle in the backfield, and Michael called it. Give it to Perkle. Perkle finding his lane and across the 40 down to about the 37-yard line. I believe he has a first down. Perkle, did you see that, Gary? Put his hand on his lineman, kind of found his hole and went to his right.
And Joe – Perkle's strength is that.
Uh-huh.
He sees the hole, he sees the crack, and he takes advantage of any little miscue by the defense to get another 3, 4, 5, 6 yards.
Smart running back. He gets the first down all the way down to the North Hall, and that'll come there. Teams are coming to the side. That'll end the third quarter. North Hall leads at 28-21, but Cherokee Bluff is threatening here to start the fourth quarter.
Time to put four fingers in the air. 12 minutes ago in regulation. It's North Hall 28, Cherokee Bluff 21 on Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schliemann Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
It's a county matchup between Cherokee Bluff and North Owens. Go to the fourth and final quarter.
Both teams are in 4A this year, Mike, but Cherokee Bluff's in 8-4A, North Owens 6-4A. They could see each other in the playoff. Cherokee Bluff has it. Gives it off to Tony Rushing. Tony with a big burst down across the 35, down to about the 29. It could be really close to another first down for Cherokee Bluff.
He lined up left and went to the right, Joe.
Yep. Came in there, and he's quick about hitting hole, and he's so strong. Yards short, gets 9 on that carry, is rushing.
Well, we do that all day long, don't we?
I'll tell you
nine
what.
9 yards at a clip.
Looks like it was in college. You got two running backs there between Perkle and rushing. Just give it to him.
Well, and Kohler had a big game last week against the Branch, but he's not as strong in there tonight. He's returning kicks. This time, fake to rushing. Going to throw over the top. Haley's there.
Incomplete. Oh, he was shoved to that.
No, he tripped right there over his foot right there. He threw it so far out in front of him, he couldn't get to it. And then he tripped as the defensive player came in there, and it was after the ball had passed. So yeah. Good no call by the official.
Yeah. Well, he had his arms out like he was about to shove him, but he didn't have to, I guess. Ball was gone, as you said, Joe.
Third down and one now. See if they go quick to Tony. If they do, you know what will happen here. 11:15 remaining. Bears down by 7. One wide out either side. Kemp on one. Thomas on the near. Two backs. Give to Rushing. Rushing get the first down and more. Spins and got hit twice. Finally brought down at the 24-yard line. A big 5-yard gain for Tony Rushing. You know, when they want the first down, they just go to big T, and he knocks it in there, doesn't he?
You play large.
Yep. Caleb Hale and Cole Cable.
You know, the one thing you've not seen the North Hall defense is really get anybody in the backfield for the Bears tonight.
Nope, they haven't. Might have got once right there at the line of scrimmage a couple of times, and that's been it. Come back with Perkle and Kohler. Split Kemp out to one side. Thomas to the near. Ball's on the near hash mark. 10:48. North Hall by 7. Give it to Kohler. Kohler up the middle. 20 down to about the 16.
Got a pretty good push from his offensive line that time, didn't
he? But behind Woodson and Moore and McElroy right there, he just shot up between the tackles wide open for about 3 or 4 yards and then fell forward and got about 2 more. Got six total, second down and 4.
Caden Elledge trying to stop the hole there.
That's Colorado, as they call him. Move in from out west. Second down and 4. Two backs, two wideouts for the Bears. Give it to Perkle. Perkle looking for a hole. Got it. 15. Got a hole. Guy holding on. Drug down at the 10-yard line. That's the first down. Is it going to be 10? Going to be about that 11. So it'll be first down and 10 at the 11-yard line for Cherokee Bluff.
Well, the Bluff, how about that? Bluff is doing what they need to do. They're running with power.
They're doing what I remember them seeing them do a lot of, is running the football and running hard over the years.
And pass it when you can.
Yep.
And they can get a first down without scoring a touchdown by like a yard or so.
Brantley Beal. Colt Thomas wide out to the far side. Two backs. Rushing one of them. Rushing gets it. Rushing across the 10. And finally, several white jerseys knock him down around the 7 or 8 yard line. Second down now. They can get a first down at the 1. They're going to give him yardage down to about the 8.
He got turned around in the hole a little bit, Joe. Yep. And that took his forward momentum away, and that's when the defense caught up with him. Otherwise, he'd had 2 more yards.
Second down. 7 yards to go. Ball's at the 8. Cherokee Bluff all in black with those white headgear tonight. North Hall, white tops, black bottoms, black headgear with the Trojan logo. 9:03. Trojans by 7. Give it to Perkle. Perkle looking for a hole. Found the little one. Got out to the 5. And knocked down right there. It'll be third down and about 3. Getting up slowly, but they do. They get up. That's the main thing. There's Big Cam Moore, Grant McElroy both getting up.
Well, they're gonna spot it at the 5. Remember, you don't need 5. You need 4 at least, though.
You can get a first down at the 1. And can then have a new set of downs. Tony Rushing coming in, so guess what? You know, and that's tough for the defense. You know who's probably going to get it, but you can't knock him down out until he gets a game.
Yeah, and he's got blockers in front of him, too.
Payne with 2 wideouts near side. Give to Tony Rushing. And they're going to stop him shy. No, he's still pushing, guys, all the way down. Let's see where they spot it.
Oh,
right there between the 1 and the 2.
I'm telling you. Close. You know, he when he got turned in the hole that time, Joe, instead of getting sideways, he turned back and started pushing back.
Cohen Carter, one of the linebackers, the defensive lineman, brought him down. It's fourth and one at the two. And, of course, you go for it right here.
Oh, yeah.
He's rushing, two wideouts far side. Oh, they go straight, direct snap. I don't know. They might have got the first down. They're still banging
on that board. I'm not sure who got the ball.
Well, and the one official's marking it where it's short. See where it is now. We might see our first chain marker here, Mike, in about four years.
If I'm Tommy Jones, I'm
– I heard somebody say the left is the first down, but now the Bears fans are saying – it may not be.
I'm calling for a measurement here.
Yeah, I would.
If I'm either coach, I'm calling for a measurement.
The way the white hat's standing, it looks like it's going to be North Hall's ball at the inside the two.
How in the world?
Wow, they stacked him up there pretty good, fellas. Direct snap to try to catch North Hall off guard, but it didn't work.
Well, that's because North Hall had the whole defense right there on the center.
Mm-hmm.
It was like running into a wall.
Went right into the
They are going to come bring the chains out there, guys. Look at that.
First time in a while.
I think that's what they're doing. Yeah, they got the two guys over there bringing them in. And got the white hat right on the ball with two of his partners.
Like I said, if I'm the coach, I'm calling for this one.
Yep. You see what they do. They're going to put it down. And they're going to stretch that chain out. Let's see who is close. Just short, North Hall takes over on downs.
Wow.
I'm talking inches
and millimeters.
And
again, that's what the season's been for Cherokee Bluff, inches each game.
That is a wow right there.
Wow.
Yeah, lost a game by 1 point, lost a game by 4 points. They trail by seven here.
Do you go direct snap here, Gary, to get it out from under the shades of the end zone or the goalpost there?
Yeah.
Or do you try to give it to Alex and let him hand it off?
On your center, I don't.
Well, that's how you can't afford to get a penalty here. Be a safety.
I'm going to steal here. See if we can get some room.
You got Sleeman with two backs.
What's a blitz?
Northall probably trying to get him to pull off
sides. Yeah, trying to get him off sides to get a little bit
16
of room.
On the play clock. Lots of time. Alex takes it, gives it to the back. Oh, he got five. He got to the 10. He got brought down at the 15. Colton Steele. They kept him in, thought he was going to come inside, Gary. He came around to the left behind Chastain and Porter and got the first down.
It was like a goal line defense on the other side of the goal line. Mm-hmm. So when Steele breaks that initial front six, he's got some room to run, and he did.
It's like Cherokee Bluff had scouted that play out, and it didn't work the way they wanted.
Big run and a big call right there. And first and 10 out of the 15 now. A little bit of room. They give it to Kemp in the backfield. Kemp across the 15, the 20, the 30, the 35. Kemp still on his feet across the 40. Finally knocked down about the 42. A Cherokee Bluff player down.
It didn't take them long to get out of that hole, did it?
No, it did not.
But Noah with a run.
A flag going to come out late over there. I don't know what that's. If that's going to be an unsportsmanlike on somebody.
That'd be the tackle.
No, it's way after that. They were already getting up.
Well, I'm saying they're at the point of it, Joe.
Yeah.
I saw all kinds of things getting thrown up in the air. I don't know how many of them were flags.
Well, it looked like that one of the North Hall players was throwing a towel or something back off the field, but I'm like, why was it on the field? So that may be what the penalty is.
Either that or like an arm guard or something.
Arm guard, exactly, huh?
Something got thrown up in the air.
I wish we had a mic on the official here at Young Field.
Dead ball. Personal foul. Unsportsmanlike on North Hall. It's going to be after the first down, I think.
Yep, it's a dead ball. Make it mark it back 15.
Yeah, so it's going to be down at the 31 that it's going to be a first down for the Trojans from their own 31-yard line.
Bit after of a break the there.
Yeah, it is break. That's about a 15-yard break, isn't it, Gary?
Yeah.
See, right here is a question I've got, and Ron Poole and I have talked about this before. If it's a dead ball after the first down, should it be 25 yards instead of 10? They call it first and 10.
No, it'd only be 15 from the spot, I would think. So that's where that came from.
Right.
Yeah. So it's first and 10 at the 29-yard line, 6:54 and running North Hall with the football. Sleeman going to take it himself this time. First time all night he's carried it, and he doesn't get anything.
That was a design play, too.
Who was Alex trying to fake off on that one? Well, he didn't, did he?
Remember, he had one back in the first quarter, the first half of play. It's dangerous any time he gets the running football.
Isaiah Lawrence, big defensive lineman, brings him down. Second and 10.
Now we've got bubbles floating up from the
That's pretty cool. I thought that was bubbles floating up.
It was. I thought for a while it was bugs in the lights,
might be celebrating a birthday party.
Who knows?
Sleeman with run running back and four wideouts, three on the near side. Alex takes it, looks to throw, got a man coming, got to step up in there, going to get tackled in the backfield. Flag coming in back here late, probably from the holding position, but Alex, as that defensive line came on him and flushed him out of the pocket, but still came on him and sacked him back at the 25.
I think I was rushing and sacked him.
Big Tony rushing, that's why they got him on the defensive end.
And that's twice that Sleeman's been tackled in the backfield.
Yep. The flag is at the 28. If it's a hole from there, it's going to push it back to the 18. They want to take it. Huh. They're looking over here to see what Tommy wants to do. Take it, so it'll push him back. And now.
They got out of the hole, Joe. Now they're backing up.
Yep, holding all the way back to the 10 yards. Going to be, yep, they'll take it back.
Joe got our first final score of the night. East Hall gets their first win of the year, 49-8 over Johnson.
Had a running clock there in the last quarter or two. Third down and 14, 5:57. North Hall at their own 25, needing a first down heavily. Three wideouts with a slot. Back to pass. Colton Steele doesn't pick up the block. Sleeman running for his life. He's got to throw it, basically threw it to a man too low. They can't hold it. It'll be incomplete pass, but we got a flag.
Boy, Joel Woodson was about to eat Sleeman's lunch
Was. Ineligible receiver on North Hall, so it's going to be another penalty or they want it, or they can just say no.
That's a fourth down.
Yep, decline it and kick it from right there. How about that?
Line of scrimmage is going to be the 25.
North Hall's going to have to work on pass defense, aren't they, fellas? Looks like to me. They'll be punting. Walker Vining will come out. Back deep is Brantley Bill, a freshman. Back deep for Cherokee Bluff with 5:37. Walker Vining needing a huge kick right here, fellas.
Yeah, and barring that, the Bluff will have it back on the North Hall side of the 50.
Watch the Bears.
Good snap. Kelly almost got it. Walker with a pretty good kick. Bill takes it. Fair catch right there at the 45-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Bears with 5:30 left from their own 45. Boy, I tell you what, Walker was lucky to get that one off with that streaking defender coming in there, Gary.
Yep. That'll be, 25, 30-yard punt, no return. They were spotted at the 45, right in the middle of the field.
Right in the middle of the field. Bill, nice job as a freshman. Sometimes, Mike, a freshman can maybe get the heebie-jeebies down there, but he did a nice job with pressure coming at him.
Yeah, and because
fair catch it and catch it.
We thought they might have had position on the North Hall side of the 50, but because of the fair catch, they'll start from the 45. Close.
Cole Inleaf with a huge defensive position against Dylan Haley right here. They're going to run it to Perkle, far side. Perkle cuts back across the grain, gets it to midfield, 5-yard pickup.
Joe, you heard Ralph Neely at halftime talk about East Jackson. Final score for you just in. East Jackson defeats Banks County 28-14.
Wow. They were behind 14-7 early on. East Jackson come back, gets the win. Second down, 5 now for the Bears. Bears trail by 7, 28-21. Huddy Kemp on the near side, Haley on the near side. Run in the middle with Perkle. Perkle gets 2 or 3, 5, 6 yards for the first down down to the 44-yard line. First down, Cherokee Bluff.
Well, they got down to the 1-yard line a while ago and couldn't put it in.
Got another cramp out there on the field. A man goes down for Cherokee Bluff. The trainer will come back out.
Let's see what they can do with it this time.
Need to make sure it's not Ole Miss or LSU just falling out there on the field. Lane Kiffin may have an NFLer out there tonight. You never know.
Who
big
knows?
Number 58, is it?
Yeah.
Goes down, but he's Grant McElroy. He went down earlier with a with an ankle roll or something. He's coming off under his own power, though.
Joe, here's a quick score update for you. East St. Louis, 21, Gainesville, 14, second half.
Ooh. East St. Louis, that's a long road trip to make out there, boys.
I was just saying, the logistics of that must have been a nightmare. You know, you got to get them all on the plane. You got to leave early. You got to get places.
I wonder, did they? I'm pretty sure that they flew out there, but did they fly or did they drive?
No, they flew.
Did they?
Yeah, they flew. It was like it's a 500-mile.
I know that Buford took the buses up to Charlotte. That's a little bit easier drive.
For them, huh? Yeah, and if you're Buford, you can afford the best buses on the road. Yeah, so
exactly. First down now for the Bears. Not
like they're on a yellow dog up there.
Ball's at the 44-yard line. Four of North Hall. 444. Flip-flop a tight end and a running back. Going to hand off to Riker Kohler. Kohler tries to get around. He does to the 40, the 35. And at the 30, breaks away. 25, 20, 15 down the sideline. Finally pushed out of bounds inside the 15-yard line.
Well, they just didn't wrap up Riker Kohler.
Riker Kohler, they're going to spot him and say he stepped out at the 18-yard line.
But here they are trying to tie this ball game in the fourth quarter, 28-21 North Hall.
Now, he was pretty good for Lakeview last year, wasn't he, Mike?
Yes, he was.
And he had played here at the Bluff before, so this is a return.
Riker hadn't had a big night running, but that, he saved him right there, got him a big first down inside the red zone at the 18-yard line with 4:28 remaining. Big Tony rushing back in the backfield now, along with Connor Cook as a blocking back. C.J. Payne flaps, takes the ball, gives to rushing. Rushing looking for a hole. Can't find much of one, but pushes and pushes. They stack him up, and he's still pushing inside the 15 down to about the 13-yard line.
That hybrid eye formation pistol thing that Cherokee Bluff is running has been really effective, Joe.
Yeah, they've done real well with it, having kind of offset.
Yeah, that lead
one
blocker.
Guy, lead blocker. Mm-hmm. All right, you got one guy coming out. That's Cook. Rushing stays in. He'll be the single setback. No. Yep, that's correct. Quarterback in there. It's going to be a direct snap to, look at that, number 11. He's going to take it. Perkle takes the direct snap, gets across the 10, down to about the 6 or 7 yard line.
They didn't expect that.
Wow.
That caught him off balance.
He was lined up right next to Big Russian, and he just took the direct snap and slid right in behind Woodson and Cam Moore and got the first down. First down and goal at the 7.5-yard line. Wow.
Well, again, they were down there before, and North Hall bucked up.
But keep pounding.
Kohler comes back in. Kemp and Payne, Kemp and Haley on the far side. You got Payne back in there with Kohler and Russian. In the backfield. And off to Russian. Russian. Guy, oh, good on, good tackle him. Hit him low right there. Was
trying
that Steele?
Who that was?
Number
up.
Two, yeah, Colton Steele tripped him up, and good thing he did. I believe he might have thrown it into the end zone.
Yeah, it was Steele. And now somebody's down on the field again from Cherokee Bluff.
Ooh, and that's he's holding his leg. I'm hoping it's just a cramp again. Let's see when he gets down there. Oh, look, holding those on his left calf with 251, Mike, and a man down on the field.
Let's take another 1 minute timeout here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Just like fine artists use different brushes and styles to create their art, grill masters use different techniques and equipment to create their masterpieces. And that's why we carry a variety of top-quality grills at Autry's Ace.
Yes, everyone seems to have their own style. We have Traeger and Blackstone grills, along with a full line of Green Egg.
And we're happy to announce the addition of Napoleon grills at Autry's Ace. For those that want to take their grilling game to the next level, come by and see these beauties. Napoleon grills stand apart, and they're built to last.
Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
Chick-fil-A is a proud sponsor of Hall County Athletics and the great student-athletes that compete on the fields, courts, tracks, and mats. Chick-fil-A was introduced into Hall County way back in 1987 at Lakeshore Mall. Throughout the years, they've been blessed to develop countless relationships with the schools here in Hall County. They're thanking everyone for their support of Chick-fil-A, which allows them to help support our schools, coaches, and student-athletes. In Gainesville, you'll find Chick-fil-A on Jesse Jewell Parkway.
Eat more chicken.
Back here at Yona Field after the injury timeout, back on the field. You've got Perkle lined up again. Direct snap, Perkle around the 5, down to about the 4, maybe the 3. Third down and goal at the three. Jackson Purple with a direct snap. One came around the near side trying to go behind his tackle, Weston Prewee and Grant McElroy on the near side.
Steele and two more. I think Aaron Hopp might have been one of them.
Rushing back in the game. The ball's down at the three. Nose of the football right there. C.J. Payne came over the sideline, got the play, goes back out. 2:15 remaining in regulation.
And basically two plays to tie it.
Bears down by seven. Two wideouts far side, balls on the near hash mark. Payne takes it, gives to Rushing. Rushing looking for a hole. Bounced off one guy down to the one. And just right at the one-yard line is what they're saying. And it'll be fourth and goal.
Well, the
just inside the one.
The Cherokee Bluff fans are saying this is deja vu all over again.
Exactly. Number 70 right here, Jacob Silipeth, had to come out of the game. He lost his helmet.
Big boy against big boy here, buddy.
Timeout North Hall right here with 1:49 remaining.
Let's do this thing. Let's take 30 seconds of this. Top of the hour ID here on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, this is your State Representative Lee Hawkins, representing Hall County's 27th District of the Georgia House of Representatives. Friday nights are back again, and that means our area high schools are taking the field for another great season of high school football. These student-athletes have worked all summer to get ready, and they deserve a packed house cheering them on. So grab your families and head to the local stadium to support our students. Good luck, Hall County football.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Well, just about 10 p.m. Eastern time. This one might still go a long ways if the Bluff can score here.
Score and get that extra point, Michael. It's 28-21 North Hall with 1:49 remaining and inches to the end zone, about a yard away. For Cherokee Bluff, it's fourth and goal, Gary.
Yeah, when they pick
didn't
up.
Didn't we just do this a minute ago?
When they pick up, yeah, we did, sort of. Well, it was fourth and one for the first down and two for the touchdown. We couldn't get it.
Line it up again. You got quarterback under center, Payne, with two running backs rushing the tail. Payne, oh, and we've got a, what happened?
Timeout, maybe.
Coach Pender may have had to waste his last timeout right there, guys. He comes out on the field out to the 10. This is going to be in timeout North Hall, and that's going to be their third and last timeout.
Meanwhile, we got a final score from Chesapeake, another Cross County matchup. It was West Hall defeating Chesapeake 43-14. Also, it was East Hall defeating Johnson 49-6, the final of that one. I think it was 49-6. Here it's 28-21. And the Bears trying to force this one maybe into overtime.
Yeah, by the time they pick up the ball, it's going to be less than a yard because the center's going to nudge it a little bit there. So the last time they got stuffed, Joe,
yep,
down there when they tried to go under center. Let's see what they do this time. I think if I'm Cherokee Bluff, I think I'm running Tony Rushing off tackle.
According to what I'm looking right here, Flowery Branch and Gilmer are tied at 21 in the fourth, Michael.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, let's see what they do. Here we go.
Lining it up. There's Cherokee Bluff brings it up. Split out wide to one side is Haley. I formation with rushing the tail. Right up under center, C.J. Payne. Payne at the one. Takes it. Hands to Rushing. Rushing powers it across. Touchdown, Bears.
Well, I said run Tony Rushing off tackle. Guess what they did? They ran Tony Rushing off tackle with a lead blocker.
How about that?
But now here is the big play. A kick to tie it.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and the guy that started as the starting kicker has had a little case of the yip, so they brought in, what is this kid, a freshman, Joe?
85, McFarland is a freshman. Yeah, number 85. And they're not going to be going for two right here, Gary. Let's see.
Look
they got
at
the
that.
Quarterback in.
Look at that.
They're going for the win.
Let's see what they're doing right. Yeah, they've got Purple in the game. They've got Tolliver in the game.
Wow.
Thomas in the game. Yeah.
They're going
shotgun
for the win.
They're going for the win. No wideouts. A slot on either side. A tight end. Purple steps up on the left side of his quarterback. Payne takes it, rolls back, looks over the top. Oh, they hit him. No good. They knock him down. Number 10 for North Hall. Sam Goodlock knocks him down.
It's 28-27 North Hall. Back in 1 minute on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
104 seconds left.
Well, last week, Cherokee Bluff lost by a point. They're trailing by a point. There's a fan I'd love to have seen overtime.
McFarland will kick it off. Let's look for the onside kick. North Hall's anticipating it.
Got to be.
They do, kind of. It bounces two or three times. It hits a North Hall player. Cole Cable takes it and slides down at the 26. And then wants to gesture to the fly fans, and the flag, and the flags come flying.
You
and
Cole
Cable being unsportsmanlike
you
right there.
You can't do that.
Wow. That's now, guys, I don't ever want to use this word, but that was just goofy and dumb. You don't do that mess right there.
No.
That shows your true character, buddy.
That's just goofy. I don't understand why.
Well, you know, in the past, that wasn't such a big deal. But now you can't do any of that kind of stuff. You can't do the gun
yep.
explosion. Can't get over them. You can't do this. It's taunting.
This ain't Randy Moss. I'm sorry.
So instead of at the 26, it's going to be back at inside the 20 at around the 15, I think.
But the Bears, they got to get a turnover.
Yeah.
Well, but they got all three of their timeouts.
They got all their timeouts. North Hall has none.
So I think they get if they do it pretty well, I think they get their ball back one more time.
Well, I've said before, nobody does clock management better than Matthew Groen.
Matthew's down there with his headset and his red paper in his hand.
You got if you're North Hall, you got to get at least two first downs to salt it
think
away.
I think you got to get one with 141 for sure, especially with Bears having all three timeouts.
I'm saying two just to be sure. If you get one.
They just kicked him out, Joe.
Cole Cable has been ejected.
He'll miss next week's the game in 2 weeks we'll have with Flyer Branch.
How about
they're
that?
Off next week. He will miss the Flyer Branch game.
Well,
wow.
You know, and honestly, guys, I don't blame the official for that. You don't stand up and wave at the opposing team because you recover a kick at the 26-yard line. So he cost his team not just a 10-yard penalty, but he cost his team his availability in their next game.
Let's hope it gives them a lesson right there.
Well, you hope so.
You hope so, but who knows?
North Hall will have it. First and 10.
Well, and they've got to run. They've got to run plays. They can't take a knee.
One wide out. Sleeman's going to give it to Steele, and Steele gets about two or three. No, that was Noah Kemp running that time. He gets three. Noah does number three. Noah brings it out to the 17-yard line, 18-yard line, about 3 yards.
The clock's running.
Yeah, no. Clock is running, 1:34. They call the timeout.
Timeout.
Not there. Tommy Kemp, 7 seconds, calls the timeout.
Again, 28-27, North Hall over Cherokee Bluff. I always flash back anytime somebody goes a two out that when Gainesville High played for the state championship with Bruce Miller down at the Georgia Dome. And Blake Sims was quarterback.
Yep.
We were calling that game, and Gary, and it was like, we're going, no. And then say it was a 2-point PAT going for the win, and they missed it, and then Gainesville lost the state championship there to Pike County. And it's like, I always flash back to that anytime anybody does it. You got to give them at least the credits. Okay, you went for it. They didn't work.
Second down, 7. Ball's on the 18-yard line, excuse me.
Bruce Miller,
McCloskey on the near side.
He's here tonight.
Receiver on the far side. Bruce is helping with the JV here at Cherokee Bluff.
Yes, he is.
Schliemann with a guy in motion. Going to give it off again to the running back. That's Steele coming to the near side. Steele brought down with no gain.
They tried to get him out of bounds.
Now there's two.
Second down. They call another timeout right there. And that time it's down to, you know, I thought they waved the clock off and it's still running. Why is the clock running?
No,
you got to fix it, guys.
Stopped it now.
Yeah.
It's at 118.
He said 118. He should be, 124. Good job by the official to let him know.
Put 6 seconds back on.
That's their second one. They got
so
one
now,
more
all
left.
Of a sudden, that microphone's working, Joe.
Yeah.
We can hear him from our location here at Yonah Field.
So we've got 124 remaining. North Hall, third down and 7. Cherokee Bluff with one more timeout. North Hall with no timeouts.
And if North Hall gets a first down here, the game is over.
Yep. But the way that the defense has played for Cherokee Bluff the last two North Hall possessions, man alive, I tell you what's going to be tough for North Hall to get a first down. Sleeman's been kind of neutralized back there. He's been sacked a couple of times, had to throw it away a couple of times. So see what they do.
Well, if they don't get the first down, I think you got to call a timeout.
Oh, yeah.
But that will leave you getting the ball back, but with no timeouts.
Yeah. But at least you get the ball back.
Yeah, at least you get the ball back. That's
but
right.
You should say that the clock's going to run out on you.
Yeah.
All right, North Hall comes back after the TO. 129 on the clock after the reset. 28-27 Trojans. McCloskey over on the near side.
Well, they put
Walker Vining on the far side.
Put 11 seconds.
Got
back.
Still in the backfield behind, or actually on the right side of his quarterback, Schliemann. Another running back over on the far side. Can't tell who that is. They're going to run it. They're going to try and pitch a little triple reverse. They're going to look to pass. The Kip throws it back to Schliemann. Schliemann gets the first down to 30. 35 slides down. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
It.
Ball game.
Holy cow, do you believe
Boy,
that?
The double flea flicker thing. It was a toss back.
Wow.
Then another toss, and then the pass. And Joe, even that was a gamble because an incomplete pass stops the clock.
Shit. Noah Kemp gets it on that double reverse. Schliemann slides out back there, wide open. Catches it at the 30, slides down safe at the 34, 119. And is there a timeout? The clock is stopped. Now it's running.
It's stopped because of the first down. Shades of the late Bobby Groom.
How about that? Man alive.
Remember the old Duke pass back in the day, Joe?
Yeah, here we go. We're going to take the knee right here.
Oh, yeah.
One safety guy back there. They take it. Alex knees it down at the 27, and Tommy Jones calls his last timeout with 52.8 seconds. But after the first down, that point's kind of moot. You got to kneel down one more time.
It is a moot point, as you said.
You know, when they pitched it the first time, all I can see, they're not going to get anything out of it. But then they pitched it two more times and threw the pass out of it. Oh, my goodness. Where did that play from?
Deep in the playbook.
We'll have to ask Jody Kenny, Mike, in the morning. You'll have to ask Jody where that play came from. Did he draw it up in the booth over there, or what happened? That's pretty cool.
That sounds like something we used to run on Sunday afternoons in front of the Jefferson Elementary School.
Exactly. Gary, go deep.
Yep. Mike, you toss it to Gary. Gary, you toss it to Joe. You throw it to Mike. Yep. Joe, you throw it to Mike.
There
okay.
we go. That's it.
Who's the tallest one? That's Mike. Throw it to him.
And over there by the fire hydrant.
Yeah, exactly. I can see it drawing it in the dirt there.
But you look at almost what the Philadelphia Eagles do, you know. It sort of reminds you of there, okay? Go ahead, give it to your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. They've got second down and long for the Trojans, second down and 16, but 52.8 seconds, and it's only second down. Alex takes it, drops back at the 21. It'll be 48 seconds. They'll have to snap it once more, I think, or take the penalty. I don't think you take the penalty. I think you snap it, let it run down. And snap it with 2 seconds, and that'll be your ball game.
That's it.
Because they can't take the last time out. Wow, what a ball game, fellas. Mike, you said you hope you had a good ball game, and you've had it. And it came down to that extra point, two-point attempt right there. North Hall, they'll take the snap here with about 15 seconds left, maybe.
It's just interesting that Cherokee Bluff had such great success on the
Nails it with 15.
With the run.
And that will be your ball game.
And then on the play that decides the game, they pass it.
That'll be your ball game. North Hall wins 28-27, runs their record to 2-1. Cherokee Bluff is now 0-3 on the young season.
And they've lost by a total of 6 points.
6 points. Yep, 6 points in the whole thing. Wow. The coaches will go down and they'll shake hands in the middle field. Coaches will be down there. AD is down scoping everything over. Good for them.
They'll take a knee, guys, really. Well, again.
No, there's no scuffling. I mean, this was just a hard-fought game.
That's one of those guys. You wish everybody a good ball game. You know, the kids, you can tell it's a hard-fought ball game. The number of players had to go down and go out, had the trainer come out there and check on them.
Oh, yeah.
Hot, but it's a hard-fought game.
Both teams played a lot of players. Both mm-hmm. teams had players going both ways.
Yes, they did.
It was another fun game for us.
Yep, another fun game for us, that's for sure.
Two straight one-point games. North Hall 28, Cherokee Bluff 27. Next week, the Trojans have the week off. They're back in action at Flower Branch in 2 weeks on 97.5 Glory FM. Next week, Cherokee Bluff goes to Tigertown over in Dawsonville. They'll take on Jabo Shaw's Dawson County Tigers. That comes up next week, looking for their first win of the 2026 season. We're back in 2 minutes, wrapping up for you here on Friday Night Football North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM.
At Jackson EMC, innovation is an ongoing cycle, a process without a beginning or an end, where one idea leads to the next. Solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient right choice homes, automated switch technology. What we do as an industry is vital. We keep communities powered, so we must always have an eye on the future. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Scoring summer if you...
And back here at Cherokee Bluff, final score, North Hall 28, Cherokee Bluff 27. Trojans go to 2-1 on the season, and Cherokee Bluff drops to 0-3. I will tell you about this one. If you heard game plan, and I said it was going to be a coin toss and give the advantage maybe the team that had won a game this year. In a close one, Wofford's winner is going to be North Hall, but, boy, I never thought it was going to be like this, Joe.
I tell you what, and it comes down to that two-point conversion they attempted right there and a huge stop by Gunlock for North Hall. The young guy, number 10, he is a junior. Sam Gunlock comes there and makes the stop right at the three-yard line. Huge stop for the junior to seal the win for the Trojans, basically, right there.
And again, he's only 5'8".
Yep,
155 pounds, buck 50, so... But, again, my point was, you know, you've had such great success out of that hybrid eye pistol formation, especially with rushing running the ball. But on the one that you roll the dice for the whole shooting match tonight, you pass it.
Yep.
Interesting.
Exactly. Interesting. Throw it. Total numbers right there real quick, 374 total yards for Cherokee Bluff, 266 for North Hall. There were 13 of 21 was Alex Sleeman. 9 of 18 was C.J. Payne. Let me change the view and go back to.
And good bit of what Ralph Neely said at halftime. First two ball games going to this one, too, is that they're almost in leading all the stat categories mm-hmm. except what's on the scoreboard.
Yeah, exactly. Tonight, Jackson Perkle, 21 attempts, 148 yards. Tony Rushing, 14 for 62. Riker Kohler, 8 for 50. Dylan Haley caught five balls for 71 yards. Huddy Kemp, 3 for 25. Switch over to the North Hall side real quick. Alex Sleeman, 12 of 20, 115 yards. Kemp was 1 for 1 for 16. That was a huge one there at the end of the game. Colton Steele, 13 rushes, 103 yards. Noah Kemp came in and helped him a lot there in the running back, 4 for 53. Sleeman, 8 rushes, but negative 38. McCloskey caught 3 balls for 73 yards tonight. Cole Cable, 4 for 21. Sleeman caught a pass for 16 to seal the win there for the Trojans there, Michael. And that's all the stats I got right now.
But again, for North Hall, no Cole Cable against Flyer Branch in 2 weeks.
Exactly. And that might be a huge loss. But, hey, you can't do that. You know, you get the ball right there. You recover what the attempted onside kick. But then you stand up and wave at the fans over here. And that's just goofy. You don't do that kind of stuff.
Well,
and the officials made the call, and I think it was the correct call.
If it's in the rule book and you see it, you got to call it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yep. So that'll seal it. North Hall goes to, 6-3 now against Cherokee Bluff in the series.
Sure do.
And they've won two in a row. They won last year 43-31 at North Hall. Bluff won the last one here 38-13, but North Hall wins this one 28-27 here this year.
So, again, coming up next on 97.5 Glory FM is the Georgia High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'll try to get back to the station and bring you the final score at 11, but if not, I'll have all the details for you tomorrow morning at 9.05 on the Saturday Morning Sports Show. Zach Roach will be there. He'll be my cameraman. We'll have a live video stream on YouTube at Team Glory Sports. And tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon, we'll bring you college football with Georgia State and North Carolina A&T with Dave Coyne and Harper LaBelle here on 97.5 Glory FM. And next week, we'll see what happens. Right now, we're looking at broadcasting the homecoming game at Chesapeake with the War Eagles taking on Christian Heritage out of Dalton to take on the War Eagles next Friday. So stay tuned here to 97.5 Glory FM. Thanks for being with us here. Hope you had as good a time as we had. What a great matchup here. Another Cross County matchup for you here. This time, North Hall comes out on top by 1 point, 28-27. For the entire sports team at 97.5 Glory FM, for our producer, Best Around, Nathan Laddie, for Joe Gailey, for Gary Glenn, I'm Mike Warford. You've been tuned to Friday Night Football North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. For Cherokee Bluff, good night, everybody.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, EMC Security, Schliemann Wealth Management, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, Autry's Ace Hardware, Chick-fil-A of Gainesville, and by Representative Lee Hawkins. Join us next time for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.